Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What's up, what's up? A lot going on this fight. We have a lot going on today. Man, this board is tripping on me, so give me a minute, because I'm on, but board ain't working right. I don't know what we got going on here. I need to see about it. Okay, there we go. Here we go. And I just see Aaron has running boys out their hands up. Yeah, but anyhow, man, they say old Jamie the one grudge race of the year. By the guys mad at that. I know they mad at that. So what I'm going to do, I'll get my music on here. Then we'll get going here in a few minutes, man.
D.A. got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. If we all meant for each other, now that all the dollars free.
Yeah, yeah.
And we out in these streets.
Got
right.
Our shit open. What up, Kimo? What's up,
let's get it cracking, goddammit.
I heard him say unmuted.
Has he been sipping? Okay.
Nah, he gets stopped. Hey, Kimo, you got to open this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Open this bitch up with Pro Stop. Talking about, we got to get on Pro Stop Joe's ass.
Who else? We got to get on?
Pro Stop Joe. He rated his show the number one show in the land. Pro Stop Joe.
He might figure it out. The number one show in the land.
Yeah, but
did he get some of that money since he won? Damn.
Well,
Aaron, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm on the outside looking in. I wouldn't know if they had any money going or what. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, somebody said they had some money up and they was going to divide it between the people that won.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't give out awards or nothing, so I wouldn't know what they got going on. And, you know, me and Pro Stock, we don't really jam at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't like old Token, a Token nigga. That's what I'm going to call him.
Yeah, I heard you last time. Get the fuck out of here. Bye. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, though. You know, I guess he giving awards out. He was over that banquet or whatever they had going on.
Yeah.
I ain't going to bash it because, they say Jamie's pretty happy with his award.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to bash that. He put in work. And he got a result out of it. So,
man,
you know,
fuck
all we can do is say congratulations.
Yeah, what he told us. Yeah, them pockets goddamn reflect all the goddamn winning they did. Yeah, he know who the goddamn.
Okay.
World great to the world. Let's put that goddamn Mikey Dollar in that pocket. Goddamn
tricking
man out there winning, goddamn it.
Yeah. I see some posts where he's locking up the drag strip. I don't know what drag strip he was locking up, but it was a few pictures where he opening the gate and then putting the padlock or something on the gate.
Like he had to keep had the key to that motherfucker, dude.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what that meant. But they had a guy on last night, Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes had a lot to say about that.
Yes, sir, he did.
He was upset. I don't know if y'all had a show or whose show he was on. I heard a little of it because I was doing something. And that brother was doing a little fussing and shit, I thought. He's upset. And I got a hand up there. Oh, Mike. Somebody got a lot more. 773. Uh-oh, that's that goddamn kid. That's that goddamn kid.
What up, Kimo?
What's
going on, Kimo?
What's happening,
baby?
Hey, what happened last night,
kid? Make this
motherfucker jingle.
What? I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Make this motherfucker jingle over here, kid.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh, man. No, that's kid. That's kid. That ain't kid. Kid been looking for you, man. You say you got your number changed. Mm-hmm. Sir, somebody get skin on. Hey, Skin was looking for you early this month. Said he got to take care of something. So he tried to give you a jangle, but said you got your number changed or something. You must have beat him out of bed or something.
Who beat him out of bed?
Green Bay.
So he was looking for you, James Black. Skin been looking for you.
See, I know. I won. He had Green Bay.
Yeah, he's been looking for you. That's what it says.
He's looking to pay you.
Oh, yeah. That's up. That's up. Yeah, he betting me on it with Green.
You got to grease your palm.
So, James Black, we do know you're going you going to Bobby Cole race?
Yes, sir. I'm locked in.
You locked
Yo, me
in
and Cubs
locked
the whole pot in for 5,000.
Oh. So y'all taking a northern beef down to Tennessee and going to get that shit on over, right?
Yes, sir.
Before the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You boys horny than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm horny than a... I'm talking about... I'm in heat right now, Kimo.
Damn.
So how that beat... How do that beat... How do it be
I'm trying to get somebody pregnant.
Oh, man, you know, we talk to our shits and laughs and giggles and drinks and, you know, me and Cuz see each other every day.
Hey, second ass James Black.
Uh-oh, that shit is.
James Black, why you switch your number on me, baby?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You see what I'm saying? I tried to call you last night, and I'm trying to get these punks to call you today. They wouldn't even get you on, baby.
Hey, put this number in your phone. Okay, you right. You right. Hey, three. Send it to Skin for me.
Text it to me. Yeah, Black switch numbers on
three
the
pen. Three, gonna send it to you.
Yeah. I've been trying to cash out you all night, baby.
Yeah, you're lucky because the motherfucking Rams won, too.
And I was trying to bet you on that game, too. You wouldn't call me, baby. You want to bet on this game, too? Is that like Kansas City? You want to bet on this one?
But what about, you like Cincinnati? You like Kansas, what's that shit? Who playing
Kansas City? And Kansas City and Buffalo playing right now.
I said Kansas City.
Yeah, I like
Buffalo Bill. Give me Kansas City.
What's the score? Is it 0-0?
I don't know. No, that's 0-0, motherfucker. They just started already. They started at 5:30.
Yeah,
they been playing an hour, motherfucker.
Kansas City up.
I don't give a fuck what day is. I'm downstairs cooking. I ain't looking at no damn TV. Fuck that TV. Because I ain't had no bet on it. I ain't had no reason to look at it, motherfucker.
Oh, man. What you cooking, Shorty?
Some goddamn, what's the name of these things? I just got
some
Italian sausage in the oven.
If you don't know the name, I don't
want to.
No,
it's Italian sausage. I just had to think about it because, you know, other niggas be thinking it's something else. You know, they be thinking it's something else.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
All right, dude. What up, Kimo?
That nigga cooking some ravioli, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
but
man,
hey,
not the
say,
chef, boy. I need ravioli.
Hey, you know what I'm going to say, kid? I'm going to say clockwork. I'm just hold on. Nah, these tags, man. Might cut them up.
I'm trying to figure out
what
we're going to get our
reward.
We're going to do our award up here, man.
Man, don't nobody get no fuck about no damn rewards, you dumb motherfucker. Fuck them awards.
I'm just trying to see if I'm a two-time runner-up. I ain't even got to win.
You ain't
got
to worry about what you is, nigga. They going to tell you what you is. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry your pretty little head. They going to tell you what you is, man. They going to tell you if you're nothing or something.
The reward is in them chairs.
They
going to
tell you something, kid.
You just got them awarded last night. You better get on the game and you won. Motherfucker, send me your cash out. I'm trying to win again, motherfucker. You ain't, no, you ain't. I've been trying to bet you. I've been trying to bet you all day. Ask Kimo in my life. I said bet yesterday, bet both days. You only want to bet it once. Yeah, I wanted to see what you were going to do with that guy. No, I would have made a jingle one time. I'd have waited and made a jingle one time. Yeah, send them out and make a jingle. No, no.
Hey, Steve,
I just got a text.
They say motherfuckers sending out partial motherfucking payments and shit.
Well, it ain't me. Now, see, y'all need to leave DMX alone. Now, he's going to fuck one of y'all up. Now, just keep on fucking with him.
Hey, man, I'm just reading what a motherfucker thinks me. Hey, you know, a lot of people
well, you
think
you should have
been there.
Yeah.
Bang on.
Well, you just like one of y'all.
You ain't no better than Willie Thompson. Y'all read Shakespeare.
Look up, look up in the
top.
Look up,
come
up
on
in the top.
They
to
got
where the text came from. Look up in the top of the corner where the text came from.
Yeah, let's see
well,
my let's see my phone. Come on here and see it on the arm. You know where it comes from.
That's,
you don't want to tell it. The park don't want to tell
goddamn,
the street
king. They talking about that goddamn
DMX.
They talking about that goddamn
DMX now. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Ain't no sense in saying, do you got a small block or a big block? I ain't never heard of a Buick being a small block or a big block. Hey, James, where James Black at with his puss ass? Hey, James Black.
Yes, sir.
James Black, it's 0-0, you punk bitch. Get up there. It's 14-14, punk motherfucker. Come on. That's 0-0.
You say what?
It's 14-14. That's just like zero. That's just like 0-0.
Yes,
come on.
It's a bet.
Bet 100. I got Kansas City 400. Bet.
Yes, sir.
Bet James Black.
Maybe jingle twice. Yes, maybe jingle twice.
James Black. Can y'all be quiet now so I can know if this man betting or not? God damn. If we betting or not. We betting or not.
Yeah, it's a bet. It's a bet.
All right, thank you. Thank you. That's all. Okay. Now y'all go back to the regular show. Go ahead. I don't want you to wait and see the Buffalo get a touchdown or something. Then you say bet. I don't want none of that. So we bet it already. It's 14-14 right now. It's about 16 seconds left in the first half. God damn it. Let's do it. Let's fuck.
Oh,
shit. Tap your ass up or you're going to tap my ass up. Fuck. Don't look at the TV if you think I'm doing this shit. 14-14 right now. Anybody looking at the game that's on the show?
Yep.
And y'all tell, can you tell James Black I ain't lying? It's 14-14.
James Black is 14-14. James Black with 16 seconds to go for halftime.
No. Yay.
11 seconds to go.
11 seconds
now.
And
it went down.
Oh, that sounds like that guy.
Yeah, flop will beat your motherfucking ass.
I don't want no flop the way he's talking to DMX yesterday.
Damn.
Oh, man. You was on the phone, James Black?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I was on it.
God almighty. Good God almighty.
708.
Well, he's doing push-ups now. He's doing push-ups right now just in case DMX run into him. He's doing push-ups right now. Stop you. He just did 34.5 push-ups. Just now. He did 34.5. That half might get him over the hump. That half might get him over the hump. Don't fuck around.
DMX bring two more of them beers.
I like when he say, punk, bitch, I'll beat the fuck out of you. I like when he say that. What DMX say? Yeah.
You say you like when he say it like that?
Yeah, I like when he say that. I'll beat the fuck out of you, motherfucker. Got all that shit in his throat. All that boo-boo. That boo-boo in his throat. Man, could y'all get a touchdown in 11 seconds? Let me see. Get a field goal or some shit. Do something. We're going to throw the ball out, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck is doing? One more play, motherfucker. Come on. Hold up.
Boy, I thought about skiing last night when them motherfuckers caught that interception.
And I hope they get a field goal. Yeah, I'll be up on James Black by 3 points. Jamie. Goddamn Jamie.
See, I like that bet.
Jamie,
right there. Head up.
Yeah.
Y'all like give a nigga
some
shit.
Damn,
you know, the yard attempt, man. I don't know if he can make that motherfucker. That motherfucker father, motherfucker. 50-yard attempt. Good God almighty.
Motherfucker outside, boy.
He should at least try to get 4 or 5 more yards.
Somebody fall short.
Nice at the window.
He don't make that motherfucker. He making that motherfucker.
I have a nigga standard. He gonna make it. He gonna make it. He gonna make it. Rob, who you bet? Who you bet? Who you bet?
What?
Miss that motherfucker.
Who did you bet?
He didn't make that shit. He didn't make that shit, man. He missed that bullshit. Motherfucker.
Cabbage. He had distance.
Yeah, he had the distance down there. He just over too far. That might have cost him the game.
Hey, Chief,
just make it jingle twice.
Hey, Chief,
just jingle it twice.
I know.
Is that what it's looking like?
What's up, Kimo? I hear you, Kimo.
How do you think Jamie gonna feel? Because he think he gonna be a little bit more arrogant because he won Grub Race of the Other Year or what?
Well, that makes that makes him back-to-back Grudge Racer of the Year, so he's starting to show a little dominance, so he can be cocky or arrogant or however he want to be. Shit.
But you know why he's Grudge Racer of the Year? Because Lil Will and Kimo and Junior won't rate nobody.
Wow, is that why I say that, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I'm gonna tell you like this.
It's always gonna be somebody from Young Money Grudge Race of the Year because you other cats scared to death. Y'all won't race nobody.
Hey, they said Tatum say he handpicked his race. Now I don't know how true that is. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody handpicked their race, but you a lie because he didn't handpick no goddamn Zay. He just said fuck it. He was there saying fuck Zay. Get up there. He ain't handpicked no motherfucking skill. You lying on him. When he was at 42, he was running every motherfucker. He didn't give a fuck who they was down there. So you lying on him. That man ain't handpicked his race. That man
Let me ask Tate, do he handpick his race? I don't know the Tate said or somebody been going around saying. I don't know if it's Tate. Let me ask him.
Can
somebody
get
on
about
the
trigger,
man. Hold on, man. That's what I'm talking about, shorty. What the hell you
man,
talking about?
Man, who's talking about Jay Black? Hey, y'all. Did anybody on here
ever
say trigger, man?
We were talking about
Jay Black. That's Prop. We were talking about Jay Black.
Man, what are you talking about? No, shorty, we were talking about Trigger Man. Slop said he won that 2 years in a row. When I asked what he's talking
about.
Who
was you talking about when you said Flop? Who was you talking about when you said won good race 2 years in a row?
I was talking about Trigger Man.
Back
to back. Back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what you was talking about, right? I was like, what's Shorty talking about? Right, I was talking about James Black. I could already tell James Black said something about some awards or some shit. Yeah, James Black said he was runner up or something. No, he said he won the if he runner up or is he runner up, some shit like that. He wanted to find out. He don't mind being runner up 2 years in a row, he said. He don't mind being runner up.
Hey,
but let me ask you this, though. So, if they were talking about Jamie,
So you think that's who I was talking about when I said don't even why he at? Because the Chemo and him ain't racist. Why would I say that? Yeah, I ain't going to rate more than him.
I didn't know.
I was talking about Jamie. I was talking about Jamie. That's why I said that. Because I was talking about Jamie.
Okay.
I mean, he I thought you were talking about Rush Racer of the Year from Michigan. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No,
I thought you
were
just talking about Michigan.
Was Jamie gonna be real?
Oh, you know what? When you said Jamie, I'm thinking you talking about James Black. They got the same name almost. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You gonna say Jamie? You just said Trigger Man. You said James. I'm thinking you talking about James.
I appreciate y'all want to put me on that level.
You know what I'm talking about, James? Hey, James, don't they call you Jamie sometimes? Don't sometimes say, what's up, Jamie? James, shit.
Yeah, I mean, y'all know I'm a bad motherfucker, too,
though.
Yeah, I
thought you were talking
about James. I'm a bad motherfucker, too,
so oh, yeah, you bad motherfucker. Why you think I said he was racing any motherfucker? He raised Zay and all that. You know I wasn't talking about no goddamn Trigger Man. Trigger Man ain't raising no goddamn Zay.
That's why I didn't know who you were talking about right there. Like, yeah. I didn't know Trigger Man came to 42.
I don't know why he was talking about
that. Hold on, let me see.
Can you imagine if I get back on steroids? Oh, my God. I'm
gonna
be at that weight.
I'm lonely.
And hungry.
Lonely.
I would never be lonely.
Hey, Sean, I got my man Tate on. I'm gonna ask Tate. Hey, Tate, do you think Jamie Head picks his race, or he go with whoever get out his ass?
Man, that man Head picking shit on the regular. Ain't no secret. He only gonna raise you if you he wanna raise you, should I say. If he don't wanna raise you, like he just called me out, that bullshit ass call out. He know it's snowing up here and it's fucking 9 degrees, 11 degrees. He know it's snowing. He know I ain't going no motherfucking race next month or none of that shit. But if I call him out in April or May, he ain't gonna race me because he gonna say I called you out in January. Ain't no fucking secret.
Come on, Tate.
Shit.
Ain't no motherfucking secret. Ray Charles know what the fuck he doing. Hey, and his pussy ass, he called me out because he know I was going to threaten his ass and draw on his ass for Bobby Ray. So now he called me out right now knowing we ain't finna do a motherfucking thing. And then when I call him back out, when Bobby Ray's come around, he going to say, I called you out first. I don't want to run you. He's a fact.
Oh, man. Damn. Tate, how long you been holding that in,
God,
Tate?
Hey, kid, I've been telling him that all year. Skin been on the phone with me when I told his ass, only way he's going to race a motherfucker. If he draw on them. If you draw on him, you can forget it.
He going to back up like a turtle?
Man, that man he wanted to draw on me when we snowed in. But when on him, when I can come out,
so
when I can come out,
the weather gets better.
The trailer snowed in, so that's why he know he sent him a picture.
When the weather gets better, he hard to find, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Man, when the weather gets better, when the weather gets better. And a motherfucker can go south. Shit.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be able to find it, man.
He's
going the other way, huh?
The man sees the picture, that picture you put on Facebook of the trailer being snowed in, you can't get it out. And now you want to go.
I started to make a video today. I promise you, Skin, I started to make a video today. It's still way late. Nigga, you drawing on the motherfucker. We ain't thinking. We ain't never went no racing. Any motherfucker. We ain't never went racing in the South.
February, March.
Hey, not even the earliest we went to Fat Tuesday.
Yeah,
but it was
that? Where was Fat Tuesday? When is
that? That was in March, yeah. But Fat Tuesday been fucked up. We ain't did that in 7-8 years. Shit.
And it was 800 miles, 900 miles down the road where it should have been warm.
Yeah. Oh. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's his time to shine. He won his fans. I ain't mad. I ain't hating the money. He won. He shouldn't have won, but he won. Ain't nowhere in the world a motherfucker got. And he got 17 total races, and another motherfucker lost 19 races, and he still beat that motherfucker out because Amboni had 68 wins. I don't understand, but I don't get in the middle of that shit. I don't give a rat's ass about them awards. They can take them motherfuckers and shove them up a dinosaur ass.
I hear you.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Maybe they'll have something different next year. I don't know, but maybe
they'll have. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I know when I'm ready to race, when we get ready to come and travel in April, May, June, July, he got action. Fuck him. He's no nothing to me. Fuck him.
Damn. With both cars.
Both cars, I ain't stepping no motors or nothing. You hear me?
Damn. I hope it's soft ass
on here listening. Both cars, motherfucker, for two on that number, motherfucker.
Damn.
Now, y'all done? Yeah, are you done? Because I'm busy. Are you done?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to know your take on Jamie, you know what I mean?
All right, well, I just wanted to let the world know he's a good ducking mother. I ain't never seen no shit in the world where a motherfucker draw on you tonight, and then tomorrow when you tell him, okay, I accept the call out, he don't want to run no more. Fuck him, man. Jamie want to run when he want to run on his terms where he want to run it. But if he really want to race, I'm like 7-Eleven. Once the goddamn seasons open up for us up this way, I'm like 7-Eleven. Goddamn it. I'm open every motherfucking weekend. I'll beat the fuck out that boy. Yes. Fuck him. I'm gone. I'll holler back at y'all. I got you to do.
All right.
Damn.
There y'all have it. That was the ghost, baby. The goddamn ghost. I like how the
unfriendly ghost.
Put that boy in check, man. Yeah, damn. Ooh. Let me see if I can get Lil Will to get Jamie on, man. I got to get Lil Will to get a little Jamie on. Lil Will, get a little Jamie on, man. Let me see if I can get Lil Will.
Hold on. I'm on the hook. Ooh, what's the Jamie? I can't live
without you. Whatever. What should I do?
What? What need
to do with that? I'm moving down with you.
Hello?
All right. Pack me up. Sure. Pack
me up, pack the dog up. He's gonna let my two bowls in bed. I'm going to betray my mother. I have a fucking heart attack.
Yay!
Yeah, hey, man, I need Boss Bye. I gotta get to touch Lil Will. They just stopped finishing basketball. Boss Bye might say the same thing, girl. Hold on,
Why these
niggas ain't respecting the girls' race of the year, man? Why they don't respect
them? I don't know. I don't know what he did to them, baby. I don't know.
They trying to go. Tell my mother, man, we got a foot of snow, and you said you wrecked. Goddamn,
tape rough
now.
You got a lot of snow now.
I want to know this. Young, where the Young Money crew? Young Money. I wonder where Young Money go upside his head.
I'm down with you.
I know.
Hey, don't Jamie got a
car in
James Black class? Yo. You said what? Don't Jamie got a car in James Black class? But James Black is internationally known. He got to go on over there and tell Jamie he can get on his ass in whatever car that's in that class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Might be Romeo
oh, yeah.
2.
Romeo 2? What is that? Malibu?
Yep.
Malibu. They call it Romeo 2.
Hey, Romeo, he can't even get around race. How the fuck he gonna go over there fucking with that man?
What you say, Donnie? Why the fuck you gonna go fucking with what?
I said he can't get around Zay, so how the fuck he gonna go over there fucking with TMR?
Zay is TMR.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Zay said he ain't TMR now. He came and set the record straight now.
He sure did.
Yeah, ain't no motherfucking TMR. Just because he fucked with somebody don't mean he can't. He said he's treated like for life.
I know at one time they did announce him as the newest member of them.
Oh, shit, I ain't hear that. I wish I would have heard that. I did. They now. I heard them do it.
I think somebody needs to get him out.
There goes Jamie. Hey, Jamie. They said.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking, would you run anything over there with TMR that's in your class?
You say, would I race TMR?
That was a crazy question.
Yeah. Do he have your money on his windshield of his car?
No. I think he has TMR on there.
Okay, well I'll give two fucks about him. I don't know about the rest of him. He got something sitting like that down on his ass, we go.
Bro, you know I'm talking about the
drugs.
Who is that on the phone? I thought you said that was Jamie. Who is that on the phone?
I thought James Black.
I'm thinking he's talking about James Black earlier.
Not the ball of confusion.
I'm trying to tell the man. Yeah, like I was goddamn making a mistake. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
The ball of confusion.
James Black Jamie and Trigger Man Jamie.
Right.
So how the fuck I know who he's talking about?
Jackson.
Get your shit in order, Kimo.
You wanna run Trigger Man with Jackson, huh?
No, I didn't say I was calling his name, but I said, you said, would I run him? I have no problem
running
him, but am I looking for him? Why would I be looking for the top wolf?
Whoa.
Now, you got a point.
I
got
to get my dust out of the way first, Kimo. Ain't that what you said? I ain't looking
for
him.
Hey, I will say this. You got a point, though. But I thought the object is to whoop the top man. I guess it is.
I mean, you got to start at the bottom and try to come to the top. You can't come straight to the top and then think you can go back down to the bottom.
Oh man, not the bottom feeders.
When people be saying I'm at the top, why would I go to the top of the head instead of trying to start from the bottom and then come on up to the top?
It all depends on what car you're racing over there in their camp, James Black.
Okay, you say what car you're racing. It says all depending on what car you jump out there and pool with first.
He got about six, seven cars over there. Yeah, I don't think Trigger Man is like on our radar right now. He's not on our radar right now.
Okay. So you gonna clean up your backyard first, and then you'll get on a
yes,
flight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, like you, little Will, okay.
Oh, man.
You know, little motherfucker.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Bro, all I can say is good luck.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, what do you consider your backyard? Is Chicago, Indiana your backyard also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got your eye on something over in Chicago?
Yeah, I got my eye on a few of them boys down in Chicago.
Oh, man.
So you got your eye on me?
I don't know how hard J-Bo going to be ducking this year, but my eye's definitely on him.
Lord, that must
be. Oh, oh. I heard somebody say you ain't got your eye on me. What the hell was that?
No, it sounds like you said I have my eye on skin.
Man, you know that.
No, I swear to God, that's what it sounds like he said. I thought he was talking about that scat pack or something. I'm beat the fuck out of him.
Man, say so you ain't got your eye on me. Hold on.
That was me saying that, motherfucker. I know he ain't
got
my eye on me. Cause I black his
motherfucker.
We gonna have
something for you.
Be called James Black for real. Cause I black his motherfucker. Now he put his eye on me.
That was you said that. 313-70-7282. Your mic on. Who was that? 312.
Just listening.
You say what? Whoever, Trigger Man hand pick his braces, or do he go after whoever in the way?
I mean, I think everybody hand pick their races until they absolutely got to run. See, I'm the only nigga that go to anybody in the path. I'm the only nigga that do that kind of.
Come on,
that's
Coach Rand.
I'm one of a kind, man. I don't care who it is. Get up there.
Oh,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? See, when you do this thing at a high level, I'm going to write a book on how to drag race, Kimo. We do this thing at a high level, and you don't what I call really give a fuck, excuse my language.
Coach Rand, you gonna coach him about drag racing?
Yeah. Don't coach my drag racing. Yeah, I'm gonna coach him on up. But I think a lot of guys pick their races. You know, I heard a guy say on the phone, why would I race a certain person for 5,000 when I got some ducks over here I can race from 10 to 20. And sometimes that could be right, Kimo, you know, man. Hey.
Sometimes
okay.
It could be a backfire.
Why would you say that, kid?
Shit can happen. Anything can happen in drag race.
Oh, man, not to run over there trying to bet for 20,000 to get your asshole blown out.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Well, hey, Landry.
Yeah.
Did Trigger Man try to run y'all anytime y'all was out there with any of the cars?
Nah, man, we ain't got nothing to run, Trigger Man. That's compatible with what he running and what we running. Only thing we've been out with was Jesse J. I mean, with Wesley Snipes and Coleman Young, and Trigger Man ain't got no 484 car like that. I'm sure Trigger Man to get up there though if he feel like he can win the race.
Okay.
But if you feel like you can't win, we can't expect the man nobody to get up there and feel like they can't win. Okay. That's all for a lot of these guys.
Let me ask you this, Ren. Is Trigger Man cars, are they above y'all class or they beneath y'all class? The cars that he drives. I don't know his cars.
He don't have a 4840 car. All we had was a 4840 car this year. So he don't have that.
Do he have a bigger car than the 4840? Or they, that's what I'm asking. Are they beneath 4840? I don't know what kind of car he
He has a limited G-body, all still our glass car.
Oh, that's what he run. Okay.
He runs a limited G-body, all still our glass. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
All still our glass.
Okay, not. Right, okay.
See, what Kimo trying to see different Kimo just trying to see the different classes of the cars, man.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Yeah, I wasn't, you know, I ain't to belittle him, but now I'm just trying to figure out what class is he in.
Yeah, limited G-body, all steel, all glass. That's what he running over.
All right. Now I got it.
That's the G-body.
And Boney,
the
junior G-body.
They say Trick Man run the girls race out of here, huh? Y'all got to get all the Trick
out.
Say he's a girls race out of here.
Yeah,
that's what they said. That's why I asked you, did he just ran anybody who got in his motherfucking way, or, you know, did he handpick who he ran? And now I know where he at. So, okay, yeah, he can't just run anybody who get in his way. He got to, you know, he got to run within his way. Yeah. Okay. Now I know what it is, you know. So, with that being said, shit, he can't run nobody like the likes of Tate or none of them. Shit, they ain't in his class. Tate ain't in his class.
Well, you need to tell Tate that and quit sucking dick.
I did.
Yeah, because he's blocking action with that, really.
Okay.
Oh man, not the Peter sucking, not the Peter Weeder sucking.
Oh
man, the Johnsonville.
Hey, Jane Black.
Yes, sir. He say he ain't scared to tell nobody nothing. He got Tate on and all that, so now he need to get Tate on and tell him about
tomorrow. I didn't know. Hold on.
Now that you know, you need to correct yourself, motherfucker. Now, what's wrong with that?
Damn.
Well, I know now, but I can't put him up there against Tate. You know what I mean? I didn't know at first, you little jackass.
And you need to tell Tate then.
I got a question.
Come on, Lincoln.
Hey, now listen, I'm hearing all this all steel, all glass shit. But see, doing a graduation class race at the same time, I don't understand, it's confusing.
So how the hell are you going to say all steel, all glass, he got a tripped-out-ass friend all knocked and cut up and ain't stopped out? I mean, what's the purpose of all that?
Come on in, we can't
oh, man. Come on,
no, I said I hear a lot of things, all steel, all glass. Not you, Randy. I'm just saying they're all like all steel, all glass. But if you look under the hood of the fucking car, the goddamn front end got a goddamn cage dip all over the front, the fuel cell in the front, your shot style horns ain't there no more. What the fuck? I mean, be for real.
Oh, man.
Come on. If you're on class, let's go in class race.
Oh, man.
That's the part I don't understand. That's the only part I don't understand. When they give me a tow, have to all steel, all glass, but your front end looks like a goddamn robot in the front. You got no stock horns on the front end of your car. You got goddamn truck shit here up in your car. You know what I'm saying? They need to cut that shit out. Just you got a fucking race car.
Yeah. Thanks.
I hate to say it. Us guys up north is fucked up because we used to race. But now we got on the same road down south, dude. If they got all steel, all glass, let them do their shit their way. We should have kept our shit our way. I don't have no all steel, all glass, but I'm just speaking. That's all I hear.
You know what it is, Lee? You know what it is? It's a wave. It's a wave, Lee. So, but it's no different from people skipping the race. Just like you may skip off the trailer, no shakedowns, run by 3 o'clock. It's no different than all glass, all steel, G-body, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
No, Randy, you got to come on better than that. Because, see, I can say off the trailer, no shakedown. But I ain't over here saying, oh, it's all steel. All steel, all glass, which you got a chopped ass front end on your car.
Watch this, Lincoln. Like you, if somebody don't agree to your stipulations and run you off the train with no shakedowns at 4 o'clock, you might not want to race. So if a person ain't all steel, all glass, they might not want to run that person. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, stipulations.
I still say we fucked up up north because we used to race each other. Man, we so quick to have all steel, all glass.
Sometimes,
we used to fucking race our ass off when he fell up there.
Sometimes people don't care, though, Lee. Sometimes they don't care.
Right.
I don't think you're the only person I know in America that's still getting races with big guys and Willie Bars. You're the only person I know
that's
doing that.
My mom, Randy, I tell, hey, man, Randy, sometimes I tell some of them poor-ass motherfuckers that act like they fair. They really ain't fair. They just spent a bunch of money. You know, some people, that don't fit to everybody. See, you know what it takes, Randy. But some of these people look at you and think they can do it. And they're like, hot garbage. that's how I be getting them. They don't have garbage. They spent $1 million trying to keep up with Randy, do the same thing Randy do. You know, and that's it. They fall off the bicycle, as the old folks say. They fall off the bicycle and can't get up. You open the doors up, Randy. Hey, Randy, I'm going to say this and I'm going on mute. You also show a motherfucker they can't whoop you, so when they can't whoop you, what they got to do? Join you. They buy your program.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm going to go back on mute.
Oh, yeah. I'll stop you when you tell a lie,
Nigel.
Stop you.
Lie. Oh. Okay. I'm going back over to you. I'll give you the show back.
No, it wasn't bothering me. I was listening to what you were saying. It wasn't bothering me. So, you know, people pick and choose what they want to do. Thinking like, you may go out there, and they don't care if you got 1733s on the car with long willy bars.
I don't know what they have to say.
They might run you, but if I had the same thing you got, they'd say, oh, no, we don't want none of that.
You think big tires gonna come back in play?
I think everything gonna come back in the circle sooner or later, Kimo. That's all this no prep stuff is big time stuff. Look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, but that no prep, man. I'm scared of that. I don't want to. I mean, you tell your car up on a prep track, but I think you 10 times more likely to tear that bitch up on a no prep track.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, Kimo.
No, I'm saying most of these no prep cars got big tires and stuff on them, Kimo.
I know. Yeah. I know, but do you think that you can save your car with these no prep tires, the big tires on, versus them little tires?
Yeah. What?
Do you think you can save your car more likely with on a no prep track with the big tires than a small tire car on a no prep track? I mean, on a prep track.
Would I do what now?
I said, do you think you're more likely to save your car on a no prep track on a big tire than being on a prep track in a small tire?
I mean, no prep is just simply like you almost got a, I believe it's a 50-50 chance you're going to wreck when you go out there on that no prep track.
Yeah, yeah,
and I don't
see
how these idiots just study doing it, man, running out there, man.
The chances are real great to wreck your car on a no prep track.
Than a small car on a prep track.
Yeah. Well, I like them big tires, but I don't like that they running on a no prep tire track. The biggest tire I like is that Pro 5-0 tire. That's what they used to run in Pro 5-0. What is 10.5? What they used to run? Hey, what internet?
33105W.
There goes no prep clown right there, Kimo. No prep clown.
33105W.
Okay. 10-5, but that was a big
time. And I don't really, Kimo, I just don't worry about how other people race. I just do my own thing. And you know what I mean? I race for me. And I love that shit, point blank. And y'all's crazy.
So
you like cars. And listen, Kimo, you know that. I'm going to do it all this year. But here's the thing. People forget that car is connected to your foot. You control that
good
fucking
point,
car. That car don't control
point,
you. Granted, they don't always do exactly what you tell them to do, but ultimately, that driver has the ability to decide when to hold them and when to run that bitch out. You know what I mean? And I think people forget that. They think just automatically you got to, you know what I mean? Listen, there's pros and cons to all racing. What I'm going to tell you is, the way shit's been going, that no prep shit is the hottest thing going. The biggest payouts, sponsors are sponsoring no prep cars. Like, it's huge right now. A few TV shows coming out.
It's
another way to race, but here's the thing. I don't know.
Listen,
I mean, you're going to tear shit up like everyone. You know what I mean? Shit happens, but ultimately, man, chasing these tracks, worrying about who's prepping where and shit, that shit gets gay and old. And when most people race the surface. But listen, I'm for all racing. I get it. I get all of it. I'm planning on doing a lot more of it. But the way these tracks are going, they ain't prepping like they used to. And especially up here in Michigan. Now, Milan opening, ugly redid their shit. Maybe it's going to turn around, but you know what I mean?
Not
just
the fake
way
prepping. Not the fake prepping,
yeah.
Junior.
Yes,
hey, so Junior, with the big tires, right? Suppose they start prepping for the big tire.
Someone's got a lot of noise. I can't hardly hear shit. Someone's got a lot of noise.
They show the fuck, dude.
Hey, Junior, you come off the mic mute. Off the mic, mute. Your phone echoing all kind of shit.
Lord, how much?
Somebody caught it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone caught it. So I'm sitting here all by myself, man. I'm sitting in a chair, no TV on. No.
I'm on the skins line. We found the noise in them on noise now. Hey, Skins, what's the score? Hey, Skins, what's the score? I was 23 to 14. Who the fuck up? My team, oh, shit. Kansas City, motherfucker. Down on y'all ass, we going, motherfucker.
Ooh, a lot of people died with Brady tonight, dog. I can tell you that much. A lot of people dead,
dog.
Yeah, a lot of them got fucked up. Got fucked up, Randy.
Yeah, they got real bad, too. Real bad.
What team you say, kids?
Tampa Bay got
a
fucked up.
People, yeah, a lot of people died with Brady tonight. A lot of people dead.
Oh, yeah, I died with Brady.
I bet you did. I'm the only person to bet with the Rams. I've been calling Rams. I said the Rams gonna win the Super Bowl all year long.
I just don't believe.
Y'all ex quarterback might be on the way, Randy.
I just see all the mistakes he made with the Lions, and now, man, you just got a touchdown, James Black. It's only a matter of time until you build a no prep car, Randy.
All right,
that was fair. Yes, sir. Mark my words, Young Money will have a no prep car fairly soon. Remember, I said that.
Come on, hey, Junior.
It won't be mine. Yeah. I can tell you that much.
You'll be a part of it, standing behind it. Hey, listen, Randy. If you want to gamble,
What crash? What crash dummy gonna drive it? What crash dummy gonna drive it? Which one of these crashes?
I don't know who.
Friends,
whoever
DJ,
you.
Who? Bug, who gonna drive it? Which one of these crashes?
Oh, man.
You got plenty of people
on the
60 side.
We're gonna stay on the 60 side, Junior.
Yeah, I'll blame you. You ain't gonna have a choice soon.
Hey, what class, Mandy, say? Who's asking what class? He said who's going to drive. He said what crash dummy. Young Money, if Young Money built the car, he's saying, Young Money, I'll have the car soon.
I wonder, is the South going to do any no prep? Like Bobby Cole. You know, Bobby can put a big tie on to that bitch and he
is. I can tell you, Bobby ain't going to do no motherfucking no prep race.
I don't know that down south that they have to, they're still spoiled. They got a lot of tracks to go to. Granted, it's growing everywhere, Timo, but right now up here, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, this whole area is huge. Listen, you can go, this year you'll be able to go do a no prep race every single weekend of the summer within 3 hours for here, and pots never less than $5,000. And these boys bet every time. It might not be $20,000, but they're going to bet $1,500, every time you go down the track. I gamble every time. Might only be $500 sometimes, but it's pretty cool not having to fucking chase preppers and go far away.
Whatever tickles your fancy, Junior.
It looks like somebody needs to invest in a chassis shop. It looks like that's going to be a pot of metal.
Oh, my God.
They're tearing them up.
The chassis shops are so booked up, man. It's amazing. The whole fucking year right now waits. Everywhere. Straight car board. You're looking at the year before you get in. 8 months. Leon, just think about what you're saying, Leon. Wasn't many crashes this year. Now, you guys are talking about, like, actual film in the shows, like when JJ and Trisha just crashed. That would have happened on a track. JJ blew the fucking car up, drove through his own hole, blew the whole drive.
Hey, man, whoever's shoveling in that snow, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear it. Listen, they were on prep track. They were crashing. I mean, I don't give a fuck. It had nothing to do with it being no prep. Man drove through his own oil.
I mean, if you could go in the race of all, I can listen the best of that. I know I can't afford it to keep doing it. I can't afford doing that. You can go.
You considered it. You need to talk about it a little bit.
No, but I would never do it, Brent, because rest of these cars, you can get fucked up. I ain't no spring chicken.
I'll say this.
I'm up there now. I didn't do it.
We had three crashes. All on small tire, we had three crashes all year on the four-year-old puddle deal. Nobody died, nobody, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
I mean,
yeah,
everybody got their own thing about
the
race. I ain't lost, man.
Them out there, that's 7,000, 4 rounds, you know what I mean? Gamble on the way up. Man, I don't get a lot of noise. Someone's doing dishes. Shoveling snow.
What up, Flop?
Just you shoveling snow?
Hell no. I was on mute.
Oh, my bad.
I'm watching the game, baby. I ain't shoveling no snow.
Lord, how much?
You see, you don't even hear this shit now.
Well, yeah, because they got wind of it.
Yeah, down south, them boys got a good track they can go to every fucking weekend within 3 hours, in any direction. We ain't got that shit up here.
Yeah, whatever tickles your fancy, Junior.
That's right.
That's the name of the game.
Man, I'll be class racing this year. I'll be grudge racing, and I'll be no prepping.
Hey, Junior, y'all run the opposite way of the tree, or y'all lead with the tree?
Opposite usually, but like Onondaga, it depends. It's totally depends. We race front side, back side. It depends on the track, the promoter. Like Onondaga, we race with the tree. When they do arm drop, we race that direction, I'll say.
So pretty much, the tracks don't really have to spend a goddamn quarter with prep or nothing.
Good point, Kimo. Good point.
No, Kimo.
Exactly.
They don't glue, and we don't have to have the people up in the tower. Hell no. Stay out of our way. Let us do our thing. And that's even that way at Mylan. I mean, we're way out back racing from the sand pit forward. We don't use none of the time and equipment, none of that shit.
All right.
And
they ain't using no equipment.
They ain't dragging the track.
Yep, and they're spending no money. Only payouts.
And the payouts done by the promoter and the drivers.
Y'all got people on the other end seeing who win, right? How do y'all know who won?
Yeah, cameras, a spotter, and if it's close, they go to the camera.
Well, I guess the track wheel like that, they ain't got to come out no bus.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a few tracks around here this year.
We're going to have a few tracks around, or what you say?
We got Mylan coming back. They redid Ubley's. LaPierre still be open. We got 131. So we got a few tracks this year.
Yeah, for sure.
42.
Mark Stanton.
What else is 2.5
You want to go to Mid-Michigan? That's up in Stanton. That's a brand new surface. That's a wicked surface for testing. You can sneak away. And
that's a pretty good surface.
Yeah. That's
a real good surface.
Oh, it is.
I'm going to ask Leon, will he be willing to go to Stanton and stuff like that?
Man, Leon, I think we'll damn near go anywhere if it makes sense to that, man.
Well, I wonder where Tim House take that big son of a gun and stand. You know, a lot of people used to complain about standing too narrow and shit like that, dude.
No, they redid
the whole thing. It used to be beautiful back in the day, 25 years ago, and then it kind of went to hell. They just redid the whole thing, put a boatload of money in it.
That light was narrow, so I hope they widen it.
Yeah, it's NHRA, it's wide. Absolutely. You know what rivalry I like? I like this Peso Leaky Leon rivalry.
Yep. But shit, Peso been talking. He better be right. Somebody got something for him, they say. Leon say he ain't going to play with him. I'm going to fuck you and your brother up. That Leon told him. I don't know your brother, but I'm going to whoop y'all ass. That's all.
A few people commenting. I've heard a few people comment in the last week that it's interesting the questions Peso asks about the cars that he's locking in. Like that. He's very interested if you're fuel injected or carbureted. And I've heard a few people in Moriso that they're totally amused by that.
Yeah, now I didn't know what I don't know why you wanna know if you fuel injected or carbureted. I don't understand that one.
Sure, he has his reasons for sure, but it is interesting. It's an interesting angle.
Deion told him he don't know what he is. He got a motor in the car. That pays up for you. That'd be
controversy. So, Kimo, has it been talked about at all on the show? Talk show host of the year and all that shit, just to grow.
Oh, come on, Junior.
Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah.
I missed the first half hour, probably.
I ain't never been on Pro Stock Joe's show. How could he be the host of the year? Hey, John, I see he bobbing his head.
Yeah, I ain't never been on it either.
Podcast. Crazy. He done shaved all his hair off his face. He look like a fucking freak. But how the hell he gonna be a talk show host? Man ain't got hair first on his face, man. Old dickhead motherfucker, man.
That's the East Coast connection.
I got a question for you. Y'all ever seen Willie Dog charge anybody to come on his line?
Hell no.
Hey, Flop, I'm gonna go as far as to say it's mathematically impossible for anybody but Willie Dog to win that award. Willie Dog gets shafted. Hey, listen, he gets shafted. I mean, just to be honest, like, I know things have been changed, and I think they had to change. Like, even the Grody, it's hard to compete with Willie Dog. Like, even in just the sheer amount of races he has, the amount of traveling he does, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's why they had to change the stips look, because he'd win that every year, too. Ain't not a chance in hell Pro Stock Joe won that fucking award over Dog.
Oh, man.
Not a
chance
in hell.
In other words, Junior, now you know what Pro Stock Joe know.
Yeah.
Man, Pro Stock, don't nobody even deal with Pro Stock. How are you going with
it? Yes, there is. Yeah, it's going to tell you.
It's called a 211 in progress, kid. It's called a 211 in progress.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
all right.
One thing everybody needs to remember, though.
What's that, Flop?
What's the name of Pro Stock Joe's grudge racing group?
Yeah,
I don't know.
NGRA.
Oh.
If
he is the founder or president of that, and that's who's mm-hmm. actually distributing the awards, you have to take into mm-hmm. consideration that he is behind a lot of things. I'm not saying it negatively or favorably, but
mm-hmm.
he can institute his own criteria, his own rules, his own voting system. So, you know, you just have to take into consideration that's that. He may do things a little different, not to the public's liking, but it is he
mm-hmm.
is. And keep that in mind when you realize how this voting system goes
mm-hmm.
and who's behind it.
Yeah. In other words, what you're saying is like Chicago politics.
It's transparency. Yeah, transparency is not the key here.
Yeah, electoral mm-hmm. votes don't get you elected. Popularity.
No, I mean one gentleman even asked him about transparency as far as the voting, and he said he would not reveal all of that. So, you know, you just have to take into consideration what was put before you before we jump off. You know, the ship crying, you know, about it. So, as he is, he can do what he wants, and we just have to take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, you just got
to
point that
flop. It's hard for me to follow him when he charged a pregnant woman to get in his race. He charged kids to get in the race. So it's hard for me
Damn.
To follow him. And to,
come on, Kimo.
And to agree with his policy. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard for me to do that because of his past.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The man do raffle off TV.
Well, he do that. But you know, just like when he gave the NGRA race up here in
at 41.
Indiana. Man, there's so much shenanigans went on. So a motherfucker, you know, pro stock leaves a bitter taste in a lot of people's mouth. So a lot of people, you know, ain't gonna
really. Well,
huh?
I mean, I can be the king. I can be the king at bashing a motherfucker. I myself don't agree with what pro stock does, but. You know, at the end of the day, it's his program, it's his you know, company or business, and the
mm-hmm.
best way to show that you don't agree with him is to withdraw your support. So, you know, we can talk bad about him all day long, which I have participated in, but at the end of the day, you know, you got an option to support or not. It's just like politics. You know,
mm-hmm.
Democrats versus Republicans. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Flop. Hey, Flop.
Yo.
Hey, Flop. We know why you. We know why you stopped bashing them. Because of that Billy Glidden transmission. That it was a 2-speed reverse transmission went out on you.
Hey, Lil Will. Can you get the boss on? I need to talk to the boss, baby.
I got one question though, y'all.
Come on,
y'all know I retired from the Grudge Talk game, but I'm here though. I retired from it, but I got a question: is this? Do y'all think it's fair for somebody to win some if that's their job? So in return, I'm saying, like, I believe Willie Dawg, his job is to host races, host his talk shows, all part of his job. So should you be given an award for doing your job? Because we all do a different job, but it's levels to it. Me and Kimo, when we were running the show, this wasn't our job. We didn't make no money off of
that. That ain't his job, that talk show.
Willie Dawg is
a part of his job. That's a part
right.
of his preparation.
No,
for his
when
job.
He goes to some of the races, that could be considered part of his job.
You're missing the point, Lil Will. Willie Dawg is retired from the United States Armed Forces, and whatever he does, that was his job. This is what he does for entertainment. And though he takes it very seriously, it's not his job. Because he can quit today.
His job.
Hold on. Let me explain.
But it's still a job. I can quit any job today, and that's still my job. That's what I do every day.
It's not his job. He can quit hosting today, and the people will beg him to come back on.
For the show.
But if he stops his blog talks today, his income will go up because he pays this out of his own pocket. So it's not a job. He just happens to take very seriously his recreation. So
and
it's
that
not
one makes
a job.
It a job. That makes it a job.
No, that no. It's fun.
Is he making
to him
income off
when,
all this is a process to promote.
That ain't what makes this
so
job.
If I'm coming
no,
to your
not.
Show, man, y'all a lie, man. If I'm coming to your show,
no,
you're a
motherfucking
liar.
Now, if you want to go there, little weird, you really sound stupid.
About?
The man ain't got no goddamn job. This just some shit he doing out the team.
Man, that is
time.
Preparation. If I'm getting paid to come to host your show, and
no,
beforehand,
no,
if
no,
I,
it's not.
Crazy.
Show me where he get a fucking W-2 then. If you're going to be technical, show me where somebody's spending with 1099
in. He get paid for that shit. It's all
well, that's what you're doing. You being technical saying it's a job.
If you prepare, if I prepare, but go to work, I might have to send out emails, do this, talk, have meetings before I go to my job. That is a part of my job.
Hey, little Will. Hey, little Will. I prepare to fuck my old lady. I take my Viagra, I shower my ass, I shave my hair, and all of that. There ain't no goddamn job.
Just
that's
like
something we
that.
Do for fun.
Their racing is a job, man. That's not no fucking racing entertainment. Tony Bynes, the way he travels, that is a
no.
job what he do. That ain't no
man,
fucking
you know,
entertainment.
Okay. Hey, little Will. I don't have to argue with you, but...
I'm dumb, Will. That ain't no fucking job. That's entertainment. No matter how much you travel and do, that's a hobby. That costs them money. That ain't a fucking job.
Hey Junior,
lie,
if
man.
That's a job, then
a
you got a job,
lie.
Then, and speed outlaws. That's what you're saying.
Right.
I don't know what Louis
if he
gets
paid,
about.
If he gets paid, okay, you don't think, Brian, hold on, you don't consider that being a job with Brian Davis and going out there to do? Go out to that motherfucker for a mutton race? That's not a job.
They get a hold on.
Yeah,
they
get paid.
Hold on. Who pay Willie Dog?
Willie Dog don't
Willie
get paid
Dog.
To go host the show. Jamie don't get paid to
no,
drive.
No, no, no. We're talking
Jamie.
About his. Hold on. We're talking about his blog talk shows. You're talking about what people hire him to do.
That's a part of his job, man. That's preparation
no,
for his
it,
job.
No, it's not. No, it's not, man.
Man, y'all crazy.
I can go out. Hold on,
every
Lil Will.
That nigga,
I can,
every show
hold
he
on,
has,
Lil Will.
He get on there and promote that show on his show.
Lil
that's
Will.
A part of his
I can go out here and keep my. I can go out here and keep my car clean every day to where everybody see it. They'll say, man, Flop got a clean-ass car, man. And then people start coming soliciting me saying, will you clean my car? That ain't no fucking job that I keep my car
that
clean.
Is a job.
I'm doing that because that's what
that
I like
show,
to do.
It's that's a part of preparation for his job,
that's
man.
A side
it's
that's
a part
side
of his
though.
Job, man.
Hey.
I can see
hey,
where
man.
Will
come from.
I see,
man.
Hey,
every
I see it,
man.
Kimo.
Job, man.
Hey, Kimo, I see where he coming from, but if you're going to be technical about it, show me where it's income. Show me where he get wages from this shit, man. I don't give a fuck what
oh,
you
he,
do. And then you can talk about his hustle. Okay, let's be technical then. If most motherfuckers hustle, they don't report that fucking income as no job earned income, no way. So he
ain't
got
no
job.
Job.
A hustle ain't no goddamn job. That's what I'm trying
man,
to say.
Man, hustle can't be a job. What are y'all talking about, man?
Lil Will.
Motherfucker hustle. Oh,
yeah.
Man, that
Lil
is a
Will.
Fucking job, man.
Lil Will, you in Memphis hauling cars. I say, Lil Will, take this car back for me. Now, you don't put that on your regular charter or whatever you do to get it back, and I give you your money. That's your motherfucking hustle. That ain't your job.
What
yeah,
you
but
say?
It can be deemed
that
as
is
a job.
Part of my job.
Yeah.
No, man, you missing the point, bro.
Man, them
okay,
guys
no
do
deal.
That shit every day for a living. They do this shit every day like clockwork. That is a job.
No,
man.
No, no.
They go to
let me say this.
Will
it down,
but you went down.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Let me be technical for you. First of all, let me say this. Monday show hosted by is fun. Hold on. Let me get this. Monday show is sponsored by goddamn Comfy Car Nitrous. So it might be Ernie's job for fucking advertising. Or Ernie's job to keep the show going.
Hey,
Dog.
Hey,
Mark,
hey,
hey.
I appreciate all y'all
stuff?
For all you talking, but my blog talk show ain't got a motherfucking thing to do with me hosting a fucking race, you dumb bitch. Nothing. They ain't got a goddamn thing to do with me hosting a race. Here you talking about. That's
well,
part of my job.
Lie, man.
Motherfucker.
So,
hey, okay, when they advertise, do like they do on the radio station then, bitch ass nigga. Pay me like they pay the advertiser for the radio station then, if it's my job then, nigga.
That's a part.
You don't know the
okay,
fuck you talking about.
Host
hey,
my
you
show,
say
you
retired
you
from blog talk show.
Promoter.
You need to retire because
you
a dumb motherfucker because you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Man, that is a fucking job what you do. Ain't your motherfucking side on. That's a
Willie
fucking
Dog.
Job.
Hey, Willie Dog, check this out. Now,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm serious, though. Now, when you come in, you say, okay, just say Young Money. They say, hey, dog, you will you fly in and host my show? Now, what he's saying is, okay, they paying you to come in and host their show, you know, work the mic, work the stage and mic.
Okay, come on.
Okay, so in turn, while them paying you out of your good heart, you promote their show on your show.
I do that just because I want to do it. That ain't part of my job to do, though. I don't have to say one word on my show about big goddamn show.
Hold on, Kimo.
With the block, hey, Tony Bynes.
Yes, sir.
We got Boss on here. With the promotion and the blog talk radio, along with dog hosting show, would you consider that a job for him? Is that a job?
Well, yeah, I'd say that a job. Yeah, he got a lot into it.
You was going around the world.
No, Boss, you know, he asked me wrong question. He tried to say, I got to, that my blog talk show got to go along with my hosting a damn event at a race. That
it ain't
got
to go with it,
no
but
race.
It does go along with it, though.
No,
it
don't.
I didn't say it happened.
Hey,
yes, it does.
Motherfucker, that's what I'm trying to tell you, dumbass. If a motherfucker hired
me,
he get a
vote.
If Tony Bynes throwing a goddamn race and he want to advertise his race, he going out to the radio station, he going to have to pay them motherfuckers to do that. He get a bonus if I do it just on my show, but that ain't part of my fucking job to do.
Tell me one show you go host that you don't go on there and promote on your fucking show. Tell me one show you
don't
host.
Dog, hold on.
That's
hey, Lil Will, let me ask you a question.
That's exactly what the
you
fuck
said,
I thought.
You made a point, Lil Will. You said you retired from blog talk or hosting the show. Show
yeah.
me where you got a motherfucking separation notice from this job that you've been doing.
Hey, Lil Will did the right thing. He said he's tomorrow.
Show me where your
motherfucking,
show me where your income changed. Show me where your income changed now that you're not doing this blog talk show on Sundays no more.
It changed a lot.
How?
It changed a lot because I don't have to pay for the shit. We don't have to spend our money and pay for it.
Oh, okay. So you pay to go to work? You pay to go to work instead of getting paid to come to work?
Yeah, what I get paid.
Hey,
I have to pay to go to work. When I go fill my truck up at the gas station, I got to pay to go to work. It take money to make money.
No, they pay you to come to work.
No, they don't. They pay me after work. But
no,
I have to pay to get there. I have to pay to get your car to where it's got to go beforehand before you pay me for it.
Okay, Lil Will, I'm gonna roll with that. Initially, when you start that job, you may have to come up with lunch money, gas money to get
you
there until you get a paycheck. Hold on. But once you get a paycheck, explain to me the benefits of going to this job if it's not profitable enough for you to pay out of what they pay you for your gas, your lunch money, and all of those expenses.
If you go right here, right now, if you go buy a truck, you go get your own authority, you go buy a trailer, you go buy
now,
insurance.
That's something you
you're
wanted
in the hole.
To do, though,
that's your
Lil
job.
Will. You could go sign on with one of these trucking companies with just your credentials and your experience.
You don't have
to do shit but show up in your door every day
truck.
To get in their truck.
You still got to have
hey,
a truck.
You
can
hey,
go
Tony
get
Bynes.
In their truck.
Hey, Tony Bynes. Hey, Tony Bynes.
You got to pay for motherfucking truck driver school.
Hey, Tony Bynes. Would you say you are traveling racing people, is that your job or is that your job? I mean, I know it's not your main job, but is that one of your jobs?
That's a job.
Yeah, it's one of my chores. It's one of my chores now when I was doing it a whole lot.
That's a job doing that shit every fucking week in and out. If you motherfuckers think it's different, you crazy. That's a job to get on this bitch, even when you don't even feel like doing the show. Oh, motherfuckers want you to get on there. Why you ain't had no show? You ain't had no show. That's a fucking job, man.
Hold on.
No,
hey,
when I
felt like it was a job,
please.
I told Dog I ain't doing
fucking
it no
work,
more.
Man.
I ain't lose no income, being dog field friend, and all of this.
Your hobby might be more work than your job, Will. You might have to work harder, but it's still a fucking hobby.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why it's not a... Listen what I'm telling you, Junior. He's getting paid to do certain shit. He has a rate that he charges to do whatever he wants you to do. It's not no hobby no more.
We are talking,
what are you
about,
talking about
the talk show and him winning the talk show event.
That's a part
job,
of the process,
though.
Man. Well, tell
no,
me it's showing.
Man, now it's, now it's part
tell
of the process.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Hey, hold on.
Will you miss out? Will your life change if you stop going to races, winning races, and will you have a financial change if you stop racing every weekend?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I have no financial change.
Because he win and he lose. But a man that received all pros, I'm going to promote your race.
That's
the
like
fuck
saying
I'm losing
going to the casino and your pastime and gambling is a fucking job.
No, you have the choice of winning and losing, man. If I go there and promote,
man,
it's all motherfucking profit.
Here.
Is you crazy? What the fuck you lose at? You get
This is what happens when you start getting proved wrong. You start shifting the focus on the other things. We were talking about Blog Talk, his show being
it's
number
part
one
of the process,
and you're trying, man. Yes, it is part of the
process,
but it's not his job. You're absolutely right.
Part of your job.
It's like
part
getting up
job.
In the morning is part of the process. Eating food is part. You know what I mean? You paint with such a broad
that's something you have
stroke
to
when
you
say
that.
You say, Will, you saying dog don't lose because he's making a profit when he travels anyway. He don't lose. So it's his job. He coming. He gonna promote the race. He gonna host the race, and he gonna race. So he ain't losing nowhere around it, so that's his job, huh?
You said what?
He gon'
all over the place.
No. If you listen to what I said, you know.
For the weekend, and it costs you $700 to get up there. I race you for $1,000, and I beat you, and I make $300. Was that my job for the fucking weekend?
No, you just made some money.
Right.
The gamble you took. It ain't no different than you betting on the Patriots game.
Right.
That ain't your job.
Do you think gambling is your job, Skin? Do you think that's a job for you?
Yeah, that's my job. Because I made it my motherfucking job. It ain't because you say it's my job.
No,
it's because I made it my job.
I asked you.
You made Hall and Collins your job.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I made that my job.
That's
because
a job.
That's my source of income, sir. That's why I get everything I got. That's why I got to come and beat your ass. So that's my job.
Tony, I got Tony Bynes on. That don't mean that's dog job with no fucking talk show.
That ain't the same thing.
Tony,
baby.
How do you feel about this goddamn Gross Race of the Year?
Oh, I just think the vote didn't go right. You know, me personally.
Oh, man.
We both didn't go right. You guys, me. Aunt Bonnie was leading, the dog was leading, and when the vote stopped and they didn't vote for them, didn't win. I ain't looked at all the other awards and tell them what else I have going on awards that's wrong.
But you think dog should
have won? Everybody know dog got the best host show it is, man, on Blog Talk. Everybody know that. Oh, yeah. Everybody on this phone would vote just like me.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, y'all know that.
Good point, boss.
But Lil Will say that's his job. He shouldn't get no award for his job.
Hey, Bob, we can narrow it down even more and take a lot of shit out the equation and say, if anybody on here know about Pro Stock Joe show and think it's better than dogs, tell them to hit the one button and give us some reasons why.
Lord have mercy, Flop.
Hey, boss, hold on.
Y'all know me and Dog.
Hey, boss, if all these people know that think that Pro Stock Joe show is better than Dog's, it should be 1,000 people hitting the button right now or saying something, man, that motherfucker Dog can't shit.
I ain't got a one.
Yeah. They should be able to tell us.
Everybody know that, man.
Say, man,
I just,
Dog
that's
show
why.
Ain't shit.
That's why I just can't understand how this voting and all that stuff went, man. It just boils down to the give who they want to give it. I looked at the votes. Most of the votes, Dog was leading Pro Stock Joe damn near 700 votes. Now, how in the world you make up 700 votes by text messages and emails?
Oh, man. Dog should have paid
them off. And Bono was leading Jamie. I mean, why you have a voting system if you're not going to go off it? Why having people who stop and waste their time to vote if you're not going to go off the results?
I got Aunt Boney on. Aunt Boney.
What's happening?
Uh-oh. Well, did they let you know beforehand, like they do at the Grammys and shit, to know that you wasn't going to win? Or you was alerted? Did you have, like, a pre-planned party, like a draft party or...
Oh, man.
Awards party set up that day? Or what?
Yeah, we party. Me and my whole crew, we party the whole rally. I had the ball in my hand. They said the nominee winner is. And by the time I rolled the ball, you know, we was in the phone, and I rolled the strike. And then they said, trigger me. I threw that bitch 3 lanes over.
Damn. All that work you done put in, huh, Marty? You said, what the fuck I got to do, huh?
I was going, what's Steve Harvey? They got to be a Steve Harvey moment. Now I was just talking shit.
Yeah. Ain't nothing else. And Bono can't, I don't believe that Bono can follow up a year like he had last year and followed up.
I got a question. Can we come to a conclusion, or does anybody agree that activities such as this can deter somebody as prevalent as Bono in the game from traveling? Can this deter him because the man done put in all his hard work? And then it's almost a slap in the face or an insult to say, hey, Bonnie, you was leading by XYZ. Now you ain't shit. You're second place, so fuck you. Or Willie Dog or whoever. It can actually hurt people and make them pull away from it.
Well, to be honest with you, Flop, if everybody want to look at it, everybody – at first, they claim they don't give a damn about these awards or nothing. In Bonus case, I just think Bonus gonna just do, I hate to say it, the same way Tony Bynum and me. We just gonna keep doing what we're doing. If we win, we win. If we don't, hey, man, let the shit roll down your back pocket.
Yep.
Just keep doing what you do. If you win, you win.
I think it need to be, you can't fault Jamie. Jamie won it, and he posted himself. It ain't nothing to him. It's just a process, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be a different process.
No, it ain't got nothing to do. I don't think it has anything. In my opinion, it don't have nothing to do with Jamie or, you know, well, I guess in the case of the Blog Talk show, it might have something to do with the person that won because they might be orchestrating how it was won. So,
this is what the problem is. A lot of people doing. A lot of people now, like I said, is just focused on bonehead 80 races per se. They just focus on that's just one category. But like I said, the man did say, whether he right or wrong, he did say he had more votes to count. Now, where all them goddamn votes come from, I don't know now. All I'm saying is he did say it.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Going on mute.
Now, let's do the math. When the votes close down, Dog was ahead. All the votes ended January the 1st at 12 o'clock. January 31st at 12 o'clock.
All the polls.
Now, Dog was leading by close to 700 votes. I looked at all the votes at the end. I said, Dog probably got this, no problem. So it shocked me when he told me that Dog didn't win. So basically, for Dog not to win, Pro Stock Joe, whoever, had to get a total of 800 people, damn near 700 people, out of 700 people that emailed Pro Stock Joe and said they picked Joe. You mean even out of them 700 people that called in, you think 50% of them didn't still didn't pick their
right.
own.
Hey,
I mean, do the math.
If that's it,
man,
give
me a break.
That's
all
if Dog, if that's if Dog didn't get any more votes.
That's exactly right.
Dog didn't get
no more votes.
You had to find 800 more people to just say, I like this over Dog.
That's right. Without nobody voting for Dog. So even 50% of people voted for Dog. I don't see how you can make up the difference of 650 votes. It's just I wouldn't bet my life on it. Who else would bet their life on it?
There's nothing wrong with saying you miscounted. They just miscounted. Give me a break.
But the point I'm trying to make is now, y'all know I don't want the shit six times. But if it keeps going like this now, 10 years I may say, heck on my belt. Them folks, that shit ain't shit, man. That shit was fake. Cause it keep going down about how you coming up with the goddamn winner.
It's fake.
It takes the value. It takes the value from it.
Boss,
huh?
Dog should have raffled off some TVs. He could have won. If Dog had raffled off some TVs, he could have won.
But Pro Star Joe just trying to be politically correct. You know what I'm saying? But that's just do the shit, dude. If whoever, if your brother, if he don't get enough votes, I mean, just put it down there. Now he got an arguable case in that vote in Jamie because them votes, and Bonnie wasn't but 100 votes ahead of Jamie. Okay, you might could get 300 people vote for email for Jamie and 100 folks to make email for Bonnie, then to kind of make out Jamie win by, 100 points.
But in Dog's
case, it's just completely, the math cannot completely add up no kind of way.
Now, boss, you're talking some real shit this being. Now, I ain't crying about it, but that's some real shit that way.
And y'all know me and Dog don't get along. I'm just keeping it down the middle, man. This shit need to be right. The shit need to be right. I don't care who wins or who lose. The shit need to be fucking right.
Some TVs.
And what could have settled everything if Pro Stock Joe knew it was a close race between Antbone and Jamie? Okay, if you got some email votes or text votes, post them too. And then that'll kill everything. That'll kill everybody by questioning this and that run wrong or right and everything. Now, if Jamie was leaving that bonus by with 1,000 votes, well, shit, you ain't got to show no emails or text messages because you can't make up that difference. But a close race, just to keep it straight down the middle so people won't be talking shit, just like he had on posted who voted for who on Facebook, could have, well, this man emailed me for, this person had emailed me for Jamie, this person emailed me for Jamie, and they have it straight down the middle
so we wouldn't have all these crazy stuff. He was asked, was there going to be transparency in the votes, meaning the text message and the email votes, and he clearly stated no. He clearly stated no.
I did ask him, Bob. You're right. I asked him.
You and Kenny asked him.
Yeah.
You and Kenny asked him.
Just to keep all confusion down, I was just happy. I mean, it made me feel, I wasn't even in the running, but it's happy it made me feel good. So many people voted. Just so many people took time to vote. They had about 5,000 people voted between Jamie and Aunt Bonnie. Ain't never had that many people interested in that shit before. So I was glad of that. Just good for the grudge racing game. So like next year, people might say, man, I ain't voting for that shit. That shit ain't going to count anyway. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's killing the shit.
Right.
I got a prominent figure on the phone. Mr. Barnes.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you feel about this situation? I know you hear these guys talking about it, you done heard it. How do you feel about it? I know you done probably went through this before. You done been in Pro Stock Joe's shoes before because you done gave awards out, right?
No, I ain't never wear them damn shoes, them Klein shoes. No, sir. No, sir. I ain't been in that before. No. But I have given awards before, and you're always going to have some kind of some people, you know, it's going to be some discrepancy. One of the things is that at one time when we used to give the awards out, you know, it's always going to be some discrepancy. It is. Everybody ain't going to be happy, you know. But the key is, you know, the Grudge Inc. Awards have through time shown that they're legitimate. We don't just give the award or whatever suit us, you know. We painstakingly, and we've shown the evidence where we shown how we keep up with it, track it, to try to make to keep it as good and accurate as possible. Now, you're still going to have some people that not just satisfied about whatever reason, but but this is the thing with when the years that we've given awards out, ProStock have always gave out awards. And he collect money, he give out awards. And so he's been doing the same thing, had nothing changed. The only thing that has changed here now is that people paying a little more attention to it, because when Jamie got it, Jamie is very vocal. And so people start paying more attention to ProStock, which raised his stock value up. But what ProStock does, he haven't changed. Everything is still the same, you know. It's still the same. So there's no, you know, my take on it now is this. We said before, you know, that's the ProStock Awards. And we're going to have, LeGrudge Inc. is going to have a banquet. And we're going to base it on the five facts that has always been the same. We're going to have a panel of people to vote. And if the results come out the same, then it'll be the same. If the votes come out, you know, it'll come out the way the people that see it, the people that's knowingly and informed about it vote. That's it. You know, so Jamie still have an opportunity to win. ProStock will still have an opportunity to win anything, but we're going to vote based on the facts, not just on, you know, popular opinion or who's supporting what. And so I think it's a good thing. It's always good. And I agree with Tony that this time, and it should have, I'm not for a popular vote, because out of the 5,000 people that voted, they voted just on personality, who they like, has nothing to do with the substance of their race. Has nothing to do with the substance of their race. So I would like to have a panel who base their votes on substance, you know, who are provided and got accurate information, and they make a determination. So that's what's going to happen with the Grudge Inc. vote, and that's what's going to happen with the Grudge Inc. award. And this year we won't be able to fulfill all the awards the way we want to. But starting 2022, you know, we'll start keeping record. And one of the things that was brought out so much, and this is the thing, and y'all got to help us on this one little thing. When we were trying to gather the information in February, March, April, May, everybody, as soon as they get on the talk show and somebody says, hey, I need to know how many races, man, F them belts. F them belts. It's always F them belts. Only because, you know, because they feel in their heart it ain't cool to support nothing. But soon as they come around in November and December when everybody got an opinion. So the one thing we need to stop, is tell people, you know, if you're not gonna have an opinion in February, March, April, and May, don't have an opinion in December and January. You know, let's encourage everybody to turn their information in so we can have accurate information. At least up-to-date information so we can verify along the way. So, again, I said it before, Grudge Racing is a good thing. ProStock collected the money. He's given out the awards. Do Jamie deserve an award? Yes. You know, Jamie is a strong force in the game. I can tell you this. Listen, it's a few teams that do a lot of racing. Trigger Man Racing, Willie Jr. Dog Racing, APB Racing, Coop Performance, SEAL Team 6 Racing, and Prime Time. Those are the most active teams in America. And so if any of them get, all of them deserve the accolades for what they do. But if we're going to stamp them with the Grudge Racer of the Year, it should be based on some substance and not just the flavor of the week. And I'm not saying that Jamie earned anything. I don't know.
ProStock will have that information. I don't know. But as our information come together, Jamie could still win. See, I can't, you know, I don't know. But so I applaud ProStock for putting it together. I wish he would do it a little differently. But that's his award, so he do it how he want to.
Mm-hmm.
But at Good Drink, we're going to put it together, and we're going to do it the way we have done it in the past. And it has, through time, proved to be more credible, has it proved to be solid. The awards we gave have been solid, and we're going to do it again, and we're going to start doing it on a regular basis. We want to make Grudge mm-hmm. Racing. We want to continue to make Grudge Racing grow.
Great, great again.
Now, so now, the one thing, why is Grudge Racing? I told Willie Dahl this. I told Tony Bynes this. I don't say it on radio shows. The only reason Grudge Racing don't have a bigger platform than what it does is because of each one of us. We have to start working together on something. We have to unite if it ain't nothing but to form that is an organization called Grudge Racing. And as we continue to repel each other, can't agree on nothing, then we are always surprised that people like Duck, people like Street Outlaws, people, everybody come in, get credibility through the Grudge Racing world and move on to bigger and greater things while we still stuck in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
We got this. We need to, at some point, at least acknowledge one thing. There's a group of people and fans out here known, and we, as we call it, Grudge Racing, and we want to be recognized. Do we always agree on everything? Nope. Are we all the same, identical, with the same thoughts? Nope. But we are a group of people and fans that's a force to be reckoned with, that generate money, that generate so much money that every track try to imitate. If y'all can go back for a few minutes and think, and make them, we used to have the line used to be full of people all the time. And all the white plates, tracks would complain, oh, that don't this, that ain't that, that ain't this. They hated it. But they constantly tried to imitate it, But publicly, they denounced it. Because it wasn't them. Well, Duck came up with a scenario. The track in Wisconsin came up with an excellent scenario. You know, it is now acceptable. Now, it's still not good because people can get hurt. Is you know, we're a little bit too close in. But I'm just saying how we only allow the negative things to come out of it. Now, I'm going to give you all some history. When, before there was a Street Outlaw TV series, they contacted me and asked, could they come and film at our events when we never even knew what a Street Outlaw was. They came to No Problem Dragway. We got video of them. And they left there and went to Lena, Mississippi with us. And they recorded. When, as they start to grow, I said to Willie Dahl, he's on here now, he'll tell you, I said, don't allow these people to come on the show to gain credibility to use our platform, and they won't let us use theirs. How are you going to open your door to them? But they won't open their door to us. And what did we do? We opened the door to them. They came in, trampled all over it, kept moving.
Put a name on them. Who's them?
No,
they?
No, no. I'm saying all the at that time the Street Outlaw guys.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Street Outlaw guys. They would come on the shows, right? And so we wouldn't let them on the Grudge Inc. shows. Unless they give us something in return. Well, they didn't want to give us nothing in return. Because the goal was to make them credible, not to make us credible.
Mm-hmm.
y'all remember when Duck's race was failing, and I might give y'all some history y'all didn't know. When Duck's race was failing and his crowd had dwindled, he reached out to Grudge Inc. to put on a race within his race, and I contributed to his igniting and starting to grow because we got a lot of support out the Midwest, and we had about 20 cars to show up, no-time cars. And the following year, now let me tell you what happened. We helped, and it was strongly out the Midwest that the cars came. But we helped to ignite, reignite, I'll say. The following year, but Grudge Inc. got a lot of popularity out of that. He did too now. But we got a lot of popularity. We got a lot of promotions. We got a lot of offers. A lot of things was growing. The following year, hey, let's keep going. He said, that's all right. We won't use Grudge Inc. this time. He reached out to Terry. Terry, can you get us a couple calls out of Illinois? Y'all know Terry, out of Indiana. Can you get us some calls? Because they want to use our platform, but they don't want us to use theirs. See, that's the thing. Let it reciprocate. Grudge Racing is the I'll go on. It's a very lucrative business. But we run it like a mom and pop shop. We run it like it's a backyard business. It's a yard sale business. We won't even come together just to identify that, yes, there is a group known as Grudge Racers that has top quality cars, that has competitive events all over the country every weekend, and has millions of followers. They don't want to, no. We won't. That's our fault. Because we are so envious of each other, we can't stand together to grow as a whole. Now, I want to bring back something. But you know, y'all, you know when y'all call me, you know I'm going to talk. You know, in the South, during the slavery times, on every plantation, black people outnumbered 20 to 1. Every plantation. And they couldn't pull together to stand up and take over nothing. 20 to 1 on every plantation. But we could not stand together. And it comes on up to now. Here we are. The first time when I was introduced to Grudge Racing, we got on a bus, somebody said, hey, let's go. Went over to the House of Hook. I seen all these cars and 2,000 or 3,000 black people at an event. I said to myself, this was back in the 80s. I said, man, this is monumental for black people to come together like this. Every Thursday night, 2,000 people, black racers. And I come to learn about Willie Dawg, Tony Vines, Rock, all these people, all these phenomenal people. I continually say it in my mind, this is phenomenal. I have never seen black people work together like this. As I learned, black people wasn't working together, tending an event. And those people who was generating millions of dollars was simply getting, and I ain't going to even tell, only two or three were getting chicken free at the stand. Still had to pay to get in. Now I'm putting slang and mud on. They had to pay to get in the gate. And so what I'm saying is, it's not their fault that we don't rise. It's our fault that we have so much friction amongst each other that we always rely on them, that we can never come together. One of the other things that has made Grudge Racing great, Tony Bynes,
Willie Dog, Endicott, Rock. Those are some fundamental people that put Wild Man, that put Grudge Racing, that made it grow. That made it grow bigger and bigger. All the time was paying to get in the gate. Drawing crowds, drawing attention. Now, as this thing grew, this is what's sad. As a group of people, it's still the way it was today as it was in 1980-something. It has not evolved any further. It's still just a loose-hung group of people that's lacking something with no kind of any kind of grouping that can be associated with anything with some type of structure. Has not changed one bit. Now, who do we blame for that? Us. Us. When we were doing, when Grudge Inc. was doing the banquets, we would have 200 and better people. It was phenomenal, coming from all over the country. But everybody was on social media, the same people trying to tear it down. And this was so good about what we call the demolition crew. They think it's good to continue to tear each other down. They come on these shows like tonight, and they high-five, laugh, and giggle. Oh, we told them, let's tear it down. And then let me tell you what was so ironic about this. Tear down, tear down, tear down. Now, nobody argue, as Grudge Inc. went out around the country promoting and picking up more racers, more racers started traveling back and forth around the country. Grudge Racing is continued to grow better and better. But guess what? When it stopped, because the naysayers, I ain't going to blame all that on the naysayers. I blame that more on me. But once it stopped, these same people who said, we should never, don't support nothing. Don't support Grudge Inc. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know what they started to say then? Hey, now the whole time they've been saying, let's not join. Let's not unite. Let's not be an organization. Let's not support nothing. But then all of a sudden, guess what? Well, we're going to stay. All right, the guys in the Midwest, we're going to stay up here. We ain't even go down south. But guess what you just did? You just now saying, let's us stand together. Well, if you didn't want to stand together then, when everybody was trying to stand together, but you're going to say, let's tear that down and let's stand together ourselves. That don't make sense. And then the people, everybody want to, let's stand together now. We ain't going to travel. We're going to stay in our own town. We're going to just race in Michigan. We're going to just race in Indiana. Just race in Illinois. But now you want to stand together. But okay. And you had some reasonable success. And you had some, that was a strong movement there for a minute. Until they realized, we just keep racing ourselves. What good is it if we can't compete on the national level? So then slowly, we need other people to come. We need to be able to compete against other people so we can know how we are. So even that didn't satisfy. So what we should do, stop blaming everybody else. Look in the mirror and say, you the one. That's part of the problem. Why? Because I tear down stuff to get a giggle and a laugh. I'm not here to build. I'm here to tear down. Just for what purpose? For a giggle and a laugh. I was talking to someone about Alan Nobby. Y'all know Alan Nobby came over. Alan Nobby was a big force. Alan Nobby, they built, the Prince built racetrack in Dubai. Once he got everything over there, he got the equipment over there, got his people trained, you know, he said, F America. They just came, participated to get what they need, and they went back as a unity, their country, they raced, they got everything. You don't even, now the reason you don't hear about them, because America don't like that. But in their world, racing is supreme. They work together. They came and got what they needed and put it together, and they don't need America no more. Here we are, always talking about the man got us, he suppressed us on this, he suppressed us. We suppress ourselves. Grudge racing is something that's unique to us because of the smack talk. It's unique to us. Now, it's a racing that all cultures take advantage of, white, black, Hispanic, you know, everybody loves it now. But it's real unique to us. But we move forward. We can't, in the last 20 years, move forward because we don't join nothing. We can't support nothing. Everything we want it bootleg. I had these conversations before. I don't know if y'all heard it, but y'all heard these conversations before. When a good movie come out that I like, I don't pay for a bootleg. I go to the gate and give the people the money because they need that to keep producing movies. For me to say, well, I'm not gonna spend this $20 on the movie and I'm gonna bootleg it, tear down that director, those actors who need that money to keep going. But it's only in our culture that when we like something, we need a hookup. You can't support nothing with a hookup. You need to, I like this. I like this. I want to pay my part because I like it. It needs to be funded so it can keep moving. So back to, I'm sorry, y'all, but Pro Stock did what he did. He ain't nothing about Pro Stock has changed. When Grudge was giving out awards, Postop was giving out awards, nobody just knew nothing about him. He was still, ain't none of that changed. And Jamie being the Grudge Racer of the Year, Jamie is a hell of a grudge force. That's not the issue. But what I want is for the person who can carry the name have earned it. I'm not saying Jamie haven't, but the accounting system that I seen, it didn't look right to me. When Willie Dawg, now, you can't say when Willie Dawg had this, you know, in Pro Stock joke, that just amplified techniques that were used for the voting. It don't minimize who Willie Dawg is, you know. And the truth of the matter, it don't make Pro Stock Joe no better. If it ain't based on truth, it's really nothing. So, since y'all called me, we have an active movement. This is one thing that I gave my word on. In the past, Grudge Inc. was a promoter of events. We were actually promoting and putting on events. So we competed against the people that we need to support us. We're not doing events no more. What we're going to do is promote and uplift grudge racing. So and any promoter who asks us, we're going to assist in them promoting their event. We're not going to compete against you because, see, that wasn't a clear thinking on our part. We did that, and it worked well. But as what we're trying to do is uplift, we're trying to get grudge racing out of this gutter and let it start elevating to where it should be in the racing world. So we're not gonna put on no events. We're going to promote grudge racing and the grudge racers. And what we would like for y'all to do is this time, let's try to support us. Not that you got to agree with everything. but support us. You know, and if you don't want to send a dollar, don't. But support us in your likes, your views, and of the videos, the different things that we be doing. Just support. For y'all that don't know, if you go to, there's two Grudge Inc. Facebook locations. The Grudge Inc. group is where everybody, if you do racing in general, can go. You can post, you can talk, you can do whatever you do. It has about 24,000 people over there. On the Grudge Inc. page, the Grudge Inc. page has 257,000 people over there. And over there, we promote Grudge Racing. So visit us. And in this time, as things start to move forward, everything might not go your way on your viewpoints. But if we don't never get a group of us working together to move forward, it's like a car having too many steering wheels. You can't have a car it won't never move. But what we can do is have a discussion and move in unity for the vast majority. That's what I pledge that we're going to do.
Yes, Lord.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all now. Okay, I'm going to bend down and let somebody else talk.
There you have it, y'all. Y'all had old St. Vines come on. And there y'all can acknowledge, you know, some of us may not like it. Some of them may like what it is. But, you know, it is what it is. Everybody got their own avenue that they're going down. And somebody got a lot of noise, man.
Who says that with all that damn noise, man? Really?
I don't know, man. I would like for them to go on mute, please.
Like they're washing dishes.
Was JB rushing off any TVs at the awards?
Was
JB
rushing
off any TVs at the awards?
Yeah, I
mean, there you have it, fellas. Some will agree with it, some may not agree with what the man said. But, you know, you got two sanctioning bodies that give out awards, you know. And Boney may win on the other one.
NHRA and IHRA.
Jamie said do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you gonna voice your opinion now, it ain't no use to voice it next year come this January. So do something about it.
One thing I do see about it. First thing, you've got to be truthful in this stuff you do. You got to be faithful and be true and true judgment and don't come with no bull crap to ordinary to make this stuff work. If you gonna have something that can't be truthful with, it's gonna always be some garbage. And that's a problem that we have right now today. Is being honest and truthful about when you're doing something, putting something together. Because you don't look good when you keep messing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, I think it's great that C. Grudge ain't coming back to do the thing around. Cause
yeah, it's good.
Mentioned up there plastered on the walls with the 901, all those guys. Be mentioned with them in that. Grudge seen him. I was like, that's something to do, seeing those guys work for it. So I tried to do it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got to do something, you know what I'm saying?
Well, another thing he said,
if we
had
time, you do it.
Anybody giving a show, is anybody giving a show going to help promote?
That was real good when you say they're not going to give out. They're not going to do any show. They just going to help the brothers promote their show. So that's a good spot going there.
They always been good in my book, even though Leon got me fired and got Dog hired again. But I'm going to get back out of here, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Help promote. Raffle off some TVs. It'll be all good.
Hey, Mo.
Got that.
Yeah, come on with it.
Hey,
come on with it, big fella. Come on with it.
It won't stop.
Who won the promoter of the year?
Hey.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Mike Hill.
Skid, you don't want, hey, Skid,
Mike,
you don't want that money. Kansas City won. Kansas City won in overtime.
Yep.
Hey, dog, who won the promoter of the year?
Mike Hill.
Mike Hill.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I got to say something about that. Mike
Come
Hill
on,
is a good promoter. Mike Hill is a good promoter. Yeah. But in the past, this is what has happened. They want to eliminate Baldy. Every time I've had these conversations, they say, well, Baldy don't count. Because he's a dominant force, they want to remove him out of the running. And so, now, again, this is another thing that we got to clear up. Just because I think Baldy is the best promoter don't mean I got an issue with Mike Hill. See, that's one of the problems is that just because I don't agree with it don't mean I hate Mike. Mike is a hell of a promoter. You know, but that, you know, so that's Before you go any further, Jay, tell them why they said he – Tell them why they said it. It was going to eliminate Baldy. Now they got a good reason. Tell them why. Well, they always say because it's at. I'm going to tell you what I was told. Is that because it's at the end of the year, and they don't know whether the camp Baldy's race at. But see, they come up with this rule. They say, well, the year end before you go to Baldy, and Baldy go toward next year. It never makes sense.
Hold on.
But you telling them to hold on, just hold and let them talk,
I'm
man.
You
can't hardly hear it. You can't hardly hear it, Stan, because somebody making noise with dog. Stop talking.
Okay, you could have said it again. Damn, don't just cut the man off like that. He think you cutting him off for another reason. Damn. I'm not telling dog not to talk. I want to hear
He got to listen to some shit.
Can't nobody hear it.
All right. Let me go and say this, then I'm gonna be quiet. Baldy. The reason they said Baldy race didn't count, and I agree with them. I 100% agree with them. Baldy race is a captive audience race. That's the last race of the year, and nobody else racing. We go down to Florida because he got a captive audience. He don't even have to promote that race for people to go any damn way. So I agree with that. So I'm going on mute. That's just my opinion.
But
listen to this. I don't agree with that because they have Baldy's race. People support it. He might don't have to, but we can't minimize his success. Baldy just don't have instant free success. He started somewhere. Now, again, I want to be clear. There's no dislike. Just because I'm talking about that Baldy need to be considered has no reflection on Mike being an excellent promoter, because that's how people would take it. If Mike gonna win the promoter of the year, I want Baldy to be counted so that he can earn it. That he have to go up against Baldy.
Mm-hmm.
I want if Jamie gonna win the Grudge Race of the Year, I want him to go up against the stats that Aunt Bonnie got. I don't want nobody. Don't give nobody no free pass or no skip over. That ain't a real win. If you have to make an excuse to take somebody out for somebody to win, something wrong. Okay, well let's change it up then.
What's the criteria for being for the promoter of the year then? What's the criteria for that?
Whatever it is, Baldy should be included.
If you're saying included or not included, what is the criteria? What is the criteria?
Whatever the criteria is, Baldy should be included. If it's that you got to chew bumper gum and jump rope, Baldy need to be included. My problem is that they exclude him.
Okay, well, if that's the case, this year in post-op Joe's criteria on that, he said they had to have X amount of races and had X amount of grudge races and such and big-time races that they, what you call them. If that's the case, then, and Baldy only got one like that, then Baldy still wouldn't have won.
Well, but we don't know that because he was excluded.
All right.
See, that's the problem. He need to be included. Let him be defeated, not excluded.
Hey, dog, I can't agree because, man, everybody from all up here, they rally to go to Baldy's race.
But doing one race a year, Jay, he defeated before he started, truthfully. I mean,
that's
I don't
right,
know what you're saying, but he's defeated before he started. Unless
the criteria, I'm gonna show you the difference. I'm gonna show you the difference.
Hold on, Mr. Bond. Hold on, Mr. Bond. Unless the criteria is one race qualify you, he defeated if he only throw one race a year. Now I got no problem with his name being in the running, but how in the world can he win?
Okay, now
Mike doing 35 races a year.
Granted, hold on.
Okay, how big
granted,
it is? It could be the Super Bowl in a year. You got 18 games played before you get to one Super Bowl. Jay, it makes no sense.
Okay, granted. Now, I'm gonna tell you that that Baldy, from when I was involved in listening and following, they excluded him. It was never this what Dawg just said. I'm not saying that's my first time ever hearing it. That to be a promoter, you had to do it so many times. Now, and secondly, Baldy have at least now I know last year too he got at least three races. He may be verging on four. But this is the first time I go on record. They always told me Baldy is excluded. And there was no reason. There was no minimal. There has not been a minimal. And with Grudge Inc., Baldy has won Grudge Race, Grudge Promoter of the Year multiple times. See, again, I'm not saying once you make the rule, then we agree, you know, but the rule shouldn't be, see, that's my first time ever hearing that.
Well, that's
the only thing
the
I was told
is
nothing
this is
about
the
rules.
This is the first year. This is the first year.
Race,
that thing got that criteria in it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, about that.
So
but
if
even
this,
if
you're
doing
three races,
I put it this way. NGRA got it in there for the award.
Right. So, and NGRA got the right to do however they do. I'm just saying I disagree with it. I'm not. Pro Stock can make everybody buy polka dot draws. That's up to Pro Stock. I don't think that's right. I think that whatever the criteria is, it should be nobody excluded. Baldy has won Grudge Racer, Grudge Promoter of the Year multiple times in Grudge Inc. So now, that ain't got nothing to do. Listen. Mike is a tremendous promoter. Jamie is a tremendous promoter. I mean, that ain't just because I'm highlighting this. I'm trying to stop the backdoor conversation as if I got some issue with Mike. I don't. Mike is a deserving one just like everybody else. So, but we can make these rules fit who we want them to fit. Now, if we come up with, okay, if we come up with a rule that says that the talk show host has to not have over 50 people on the line at one time, the talk show host of the year can't have more than 50 people on the show at one time, well, that eliminates Dawg.
But if that's the rule, Jay, and he have more than 50, he just eliminated. It's just like saying you got to have 20 races a year, and I go 19-0. I didn't hit 20. It matters not. I'm eliminated.
I still agree. Listen, that's why
I
always say it. When me and
ProStar
was on the
rules, are your friends if you go back.
That's right. When me and ProStar, I said, ProStar, you make your rules however you make them. I can't argue about them. Whatever awards he gives, the people met the criteria they want them in my book. by his rules, whatever they are, you know. And I think that we need to be able to give more accolades than Grudge Racer. Now, we all agree that whatever awards are given, they should be earned. Nobody's going to never disagree with that.
And Jay, you said that Grudge Inc. is coming back, and it's going to be based on the same as it was when it left, right, with the exception of throwing shows.
Well, the criteria for the awards, that's what I was speaking about. And I'm not going to I'm not going to throw no shows, but the criteria for the awards are going to remain the same.
Well, that means it's starting out wrong all over again.
Hey, I got a question. Will you be keeping up with the winnings and the losings and the guys who are participating trying to win Rush Racer of the Year? Are you going to be the one keeping the totals, or will somebody else?
Right, I will keep up with it. I am, and I got people that's going to help, but I still can't do no more. And the people, if they don't give us the information when we reach out for it, I don't want to wait till December to be trying to gather no information.
Hey, Kimo, they're gonna have a spreadsheet where you can call in and put in your stuff. They're gonna have a spreadsheet that you can put in and keep up with. It's gonna be on a spreadsheet.
All right.
Yeah, but we want to keep it updated, by the week or month.
Hey, I can tell y'all this: that damn Ed Boney, he was calling up north. They're almost every week telling us who he had laid down and how many races he had already had. And it was amazing to us that he had, September. He said, well, Tony, how many races you done had? He said, I done had about 60-something races. God damn, Tony races, he had to race at least 3 to 5 times a week. The weekend. So he was calling us up north, letting us know he was laying these guys down or he got laid down.
Right. Boney directed that up north. It would be better if Boney was a little more vocal down south. But the thing is, down south is so much talk. There's so much every day. Your voice will get silenced just because there's so much talk going on all the time anyway. But I think Boney have learned that he got to be more vocal. That's something else. But listen, that's something else that I want to make sure. If you got a race and you had some races, reach out to me so I can promote what happened. That's like I said again. I've had racers call me and tell me that they supported. They've been racing, but the promoter never told the promoter whose event he was supporting never highlighted him. He never, other than his personal page, never told nobody. So when the awards were given out, he felt like he had been mistreated. But I'm saying I'm constantly asking. You got to send me the information. If you send me the information, who you won, who you whooped, or who whooped you, we can verify it. Cause it take two to tango, and then we can keep an accurate record. And as the year ends, we have all this information. We can talk about it. We can get at different points of the year and kind of list out. Hey, look, this is how the standing is right now. But this is what we got to tell people, the racers. Don't just participate if you think you want to be Grudge Racer of the Year. You're not helping me by doing that. Every Grudge Racer, turn in your stats. If you're a Grudge Racer, call in your stats. Not just if you think you're in the running. I want to have all the information.
Well, we can do that now since you're coming back. Now we know.
Yeah, no.
And about that, Aces went up north. They knew about it. They called me because they heard about what I done down this way.
Right,
a lot
right.
of people in the South know, but once again, like you said, some stuff is overshadowed by most.
Yeah.
So I want to gather all the information, not just some of it, not just the ones who think they're going to run. If you do a grudge race, send it to me. Because that information can be used for other things. That information can be used to hopefully bring some sponsors into grudge racing when they see how much grudge racing go on, when we can substantiate it and not just saying it off the top of our heads. We can come out of this zero level and start to rise up. Everybody, we got to start doing it. We need to start doing it. We don't have to, but we need to. And Dog can attest to this. Them belts, them old dirty, them belts, they ain't worth a damn. They ain't worth a damn. Nobody want no belt. I want cash money. Until they get one. When they get one, that's the most valuable thing in the world. But yeah, Dog, is that true or false?
That's right. That's true.
So we need to stop these people from always trying to belittle it, and let's move forward.
Well, see now,
come on,
what
dog.
You
gonna say,
dog?
What's
the problem? No,
you're
fired. I'm good, Kimo.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say them belts. They don't want them, but
I'm just gonna say something that might go over a lot of people's heads. See, everybody keep focusing on. Now I'm finna say this here. I'm gonna see what does anybody. Hey, I'm gonna just ask the question. Can a man race? I'm just gonna use 80 since we keep saying about 80 about ain't boning. Can a man race 80 races and lose 80 races and still be the greatest racer of the year? I'm gonna just ask that question.
I think you can.
Thank you, Kimo. Now let me explain to you the reason I said that. Now I could run eighty races. I can lose all 80 of them races, but then all of them was quality races. So really, I win in the categories they got. I win the normal races and I win the quality races. Only thing you beat me on would be the percentage. So I'm still 2-1 up on you, and I ain't won a race.
Yeah.
So we need to stop focusing on just how many races somebody got. That's only one category. See, that's what we get messed up at. We just go on one category. And Boney put in a whole lot of work. I almost got as many races as Boney. If he got 80, I ain't got 80. But I'm close to that. But I don't never say nothing about mine because I'm sorry. I ain't like Boney, but I just don't say nothing about mine because people think I think I'm a step or two up under Boney, and Boney just don't talk all that truck. He's just not a visible person like that. He just go out there and do what he do and keep on going. If somebody highlighted, they highlighted. They don't. He don't give a damn. He just keep doing what he do. So, you know, it is what it is, and it can go either way. And like I said, whoever getting the banquet, if that's what he messed up on, what the whole thing, and it wouldn't have been this problem. If you put a public vote out there and you come out there on a national show and say the vote is what it is, that's what got everybody in an uproar. Because by the vote, we seen who's supposed to win and who should have won or whatever, or who was close and who wasn't close. And that's where the problem came in at.
I agree.
If I'm Jamie and Boney, I'm gonna say damn. You know, we seen it. I mean, it was close. Tony Byrne made a good damn point. Like he said, okay, if Jamie and Boney was 100 and something or 200 points difference or something, we can see where mail in votes or absentee votes or whatever you want to call it could make a difference. But we wouldn't mind want to see them. We want to see them motherfuckers. Though. We want to see them. Though. I'm going on mute.
Yeah. I mean, but I was going to say this, dog, we can't satisfy everybody out of life in life. But, like you said, and Bob said, man, if it's that close, motherfucker wants you to open that book up and show them, you know, this is where Jamie caught him at, or this is where Aunt Boney caught him at, you know, because...
Now I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to be quiet. Jamie and Boney, in my eyesight, both deserve the grudge race of the year, both of them. But I'm going to say this here. Now, I ain't heard Boney complaining about it, but everybody else complaining about it for Boney. So it is what it is. That's all I'm going to say. Both of them deserve it. neither one of them, you know, is in charge of the votes, far as I know is. I mean, who won it, whether it's good or bad. But like you said, it needs more transparency. It needs more transparency if it was that goddamn close. It is damn sure from the voting on the what you call it that I've seen, it was close like shit. It was close.
Right. And it didn't get Jamie and nobody, but like I said, the way it was handled, I guess it's wrong. So I guess however you do it, if you say it's left up to the public vote and don't vote, that's how the matters vote. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
That's why I rather think they're like, hey, that's all we got to
exactly.
do. But
exactly.
I thought it was like based on how Greg Jean used to do it.
Right.
We didn't know who done it. We just knew it was based off a panel of people. And then they came up with their ways. And I was like, damn, that's how it done? Shit, I should have been doing this long time. I should have started a long time ago. Let me get my people together.
But one thing we know for sure, that the popular vote don't shoo you in as a win in the NGRA banquet. Boney won. He lost. Boney won the popular vote and lost. Dog won the popular vote and lost. So we know for a fact the popular vote don't give you no indication of who's going to win. So we can move on beyond that now in regard to NHRA, NGRA. Now, the question is, again, I still say, just for the back line, I'm saying this for the back line people, Trigger Man is a tremendous force to deal with. He raced Aunt Bonnie equally. And so either one, I mean, but I think that was, I think Willie Dahl got overlooked, you know. I think Tony Bynes got overlooked. You know, I think SEAL Team 6 got overlooked. You know, those should have been people that should have been in the final count, just from what I know. From what I know. But, again, it's the NGRA. So whatever system they use, it wasn't a public system. And so the winners of Aunt Bonnie congratulated I seen
Trigger
on the
Man.
Post where Aunt Bonnie, Trigger Man, I seen where Trigger Man, he has embraced his win. He has the right to. He won. He's the NGR champ. You know, and so he embraced it, and life keeps going.
Has anybody asked Coach Dr. Joe what was his criteria of winning, winning the poll?
We know it, Kimo. Right. The thing that you might have missed, Kimo. We knew the thing, but what he said is he kind of misled when he said the votes was that's it. Whoever winning these votes, that's who's winning it. But he did say, well, I got mail in votes and I got email votes and everything. That's where it looks funny. That's where it looks funny. Since he did say he was not gonna reveal them. So basically, when you say that, you can make them go anywhere you want them. We don't know whether they're right or wrong. We don't know.
When he and I was talking on your show, dog, he said there was no criteria other than a popular vote. If you remember, I asked him, when people started to vote,
it was a criteria, but the criteria, once you done got on that ballot that he had out there, Jay, once he had got on the ballot, he said the folks right there gonna make the difference. And so that's what messed everybody up, Jay.
All right. So, yeah, and per his word, dog, we got him on the back line. Once he said it, in order to make the top five, you had already met the criteria. And then it was
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling Jay. The criteria
so
already had been met.
Everybody.
Yeah, the criteria had been met, yeah. That brought it down to whatever the popular vote was, that was going to be the winner. That's what
right.
was misleading.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to... The NGRA done spoke on his behalf, and I think they got an excellent man in Trigger Man, and they got an excellent man in Mike Hill, and they got an excellent man in Pro Stock Joe, and their wins, you know. And so that sanctioning organization has spoken. Grudge Inc. is coming up in the next couple of weeks. And so I invite all y'all to attend. I hope y'all would pay attention and if you get a phone call asking information, please give it if you know it. We really would appreciate it.
I'm like Kimo now, man. If you ain't talking, put your phone on mute, man. Hey. Excuse me, Kimo. I know it ain't my show.
No, me.
Do your thing.
Oh, man.
And let me ask this question. Do the ones that's the vocal people that's on tonight, can we agree that we should work together better so that Grudge Racing can improve? I'm not trying to put it up under no name. It can be up under Fred Flintstone name. I'm just saying, we all agree that we need to band together so that we can all, so Grudge Racing itself can improve.
Well, I'm going to answer first then. Whether we band together or not, to me, this is my opinion. It ain't going to never be right because we still just go by who we like. We don't go by the body of work. We just go by who you like. Because, see, I know the body of work that Aunt Bonnie did. Now, I done talked to five or six people. They didn't even know who Aunt Bonnie was. So it's still a popularity contest. It's still technically going to boil down to a popularity contest. Instead of people voting for who put in the work, they're going to vote for who they know. And that's what's going to happen. And it's going to be hard to change that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think
it ain't changed,
if you got
it ain't
a panel,
changed since we've been doing it. It ain't changed since we've been
doing
it.
I think if we have a panel. And
I didn't say nothing about the panel.
Right. Right. Well,
now, if you get a panel, that's who you need to ask that question to, NJ, to a panel. If you get a panel, can you be unbiased and impartial if you got a panel?
That's two different. The question I asked, dog, is whether in relation to the Grudge Race of the Year. I was talking about just as a Grudge Racers and fans as a whole. Not, this ain't for no award. Just starting to stand together and band together for the Grudge Racing as a whole to improve. That's what I was just saying. I'm asking to see, do we all see that we need to do better at this so that it can get better?
Well, Jay, let me ask a better question then, Jay. How in the hell are we going to band together when we're trying to beat each other's ass?
Well, dog, you just repeating what I'm saying, dog.
I'm just asking.
I just went through.
Okay, well, what I'm trying
I
to
just
say
went
is,
through.
How
I
am
said,
I,
that's
how am I
going
to band with Chemo? I don't. When I'm trying to kill Chemo ass, how am I get band with Bono when I'm trying to beat him every time I go to the track? I'm trying to whoop his ass.
Oh, okay.
Explain
I'm glad you
together.
Said it, dog.
Explain band together with that.
No,
means.
No, no.
Explain
let me address that.
Together,
let me address that. Every time Falcons go to Saints, they try to whoop their ass, but they band together under the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. Explain it. Just break it up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not that we don't have to hold hands and not compete to win against each other, but we got to at least recognize us as an organization that we are united in as an organization, and just for the purpose of saying it, so it don't make nobody. If we call it Applejacks, we are all Applejacks,
you.
And we add each other. You know, we trying to.
Yeah.
You know,
let me ask Boney one question right quick, Jay, because I got you now. Hey, Boney, you still on there, Boney? Boney.
Yeah, I'm right now.
Hey, Boney. Now, Jay, like I said, now, me and Boney don't have no problem, but every time me and Boney at the track, we try to race each other. Now, we done race each other probably three or four times this year, Boney. You didn't count none of them races in your count, did you, Boney? Because I damn sure didn't count none in my count.
I did.
Oh, shit. Well, I got some old damn races to count, Jay. Jay, I got some old damn races to count, Jay.
Oh, man. Not the hidden races.
Hey, dog, I didn't realize we had races that much until I went to know it. Okay, hold on. Is it dog race?
Yeah, that's right.
But
me and Bonnie, Jay, every time me and Bonnie had the track together, we try to race each other for something. We always
that's right.
We yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we ain't thought about it. Just hey, something gonna pop off. We just right there. Hey, let's do it.
Yeah, that's good, Rachel. So I might can't get y'all to entertain what I'm saying is that, and all I'm trying to say is that it's nothing wrong with us banding together to create some form of organization.
Jay,
so that
Jay,
we can move
Jay, give
forward.
Me a minute. Give me a minute, Jay. Somebody got a speakerphone, man. It's an Echo. Can y'all come off the speakerphone? Lord have mercy.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm saying it to say, if it's time, y'all. Grudge Racing need to band together under the name of the Applejack Gang and move forward. It don't change who you are. It's just that we got, and it only means that there's a sanctioning body that promotes it all and work to provide accolades and try to work on our behalf to get money brought in. We need that. And I want to say, I said that, we didn't have brought some good money in. We have had some good opportunities brought into Grudge Racing. And because of the disunity, it fell apart. So we sit back and we say that when we're sitting around our shop. Man, we can't never get no national. We have had national support multiple times. But all of this unity have ran them away. It ain't them, it's us. Hold on, I got to get an amen. Dog, you amen that?
Hey, I don't amen nothing on nobody's show less than mine.
Oh.
Amen.
They go divide us. You know, I think, you know, I'm going to add this in there. I think Chemo's vote didn't get counted either. You know, I think we...
Chemo didn't even vote. Chemo didn't even vote because he ain't know where to go vote at.
I didn't... Hey, dog, I just... Get these guys somewhere where they can voice their opinion. I don't care if they win or lose, but, you know, hey, I'm going to voice their opinion.
Hey, Jay, let me put a question on your mind that we might need a whole other show to talk about it. I hope Chemo show don't cut off. Now, Jay,
okay.
You know me and you talk. And like I said, we talk about a lot of stuff, but ain't nobody business. But now this is my personal opinion. Since you said when we just all come under one umbrella and move on, don't you think you having a banquet now to crown another champion maybe, and that's gonna be another, that's gonna be something that we divide each other again? Don't you think that's dividing people?
Because again,
come on, Chemo.
Again, it ain't. I'm not undermining anything. I'm not undermining anything. I'm gonna add on top. Now, when Doc, we was on your show. ProStar said, let's all work together. But and I said, you can't work with somebody. Their version of working together means you here, but it still got to be my way.
Oh, he said that. Yeah, you right about that. Yeah, he said it had to still be under his umbrella.
Oh, man.
But this is what I'm saying. All right, Jay, you have a Grudge Inc. banquet, and you crown another Grudge Race of the Year. That ain't divided.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... The thing is now, because what, let me speak on what Grudge Inc. do. We always recognize Michigan, Illinois.
You didn't answer my question.
I'm sorry. I am. It ain't undermining. We just representing it fully. Because we have always given accolades to Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Texas, Louisiana. We ain't never just been an East Coast focus. Sanctioning body.
You give me the Farrakhan answer. You give me the presidential answer, Jay. I ask you, if you have a banquet this year, which we planning on having, and I'm saying we because I'm part of Grudge Inc. too. I'm going to be in there too. But if you crown another Grudge Racer, another Grody, if you crown another Grody, ain't that dividing the Grody that's already supposed to be in place right now? That's what I ask you.
No, sir. Again. They said it here last. They got an NHRA.
I disagree, but I'm still with them.
They got an NHRA. We already know that.
But they was already established. My thing, I'm basically getting that, Jay.
So are you saying, dog, that we ain't established? Hold on, dog. I want to make sure you said
We haven't been established in having been.
Yeah, but you ain't getting no awards in 3 or 4 years. 3 or 4 years yet.
Oh, man.
Okay, I have. That's because I took a sabbatical. That don't mean.
Well, won't you take another sabbatical and start this year and get it divided for this year then?
I would, but I ain't, dog.
Okay. I'm on mute. I just want y'all to know that when the dog go to, don't mind asking them hard questions, everybody. And y'all, all these questions, they keep texting me.
Let me tell you what, dog. Let me tell you what the good thing about dog and how he worked with, he said he part of Grudge Inc., so I appreciate that. But let me tell you, dog scrutinized everything. He scrutinized talent, put it together. Now, And he does that all the time. That's just who he is. But it makes us better. It makes us better. He's going to scoot out.
Let me say one more thing. Let me say one more thing, Jay. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
If they have another Grody, if they have another Grody this year, is that dividing us or what? I just want to know what you think.
No, I wouldn't. No, not necessarily.
All right.
That's your answer, dog. That's your answer, dog. Stop fishing. Stop fishing, dog.
Hey, Jay, you ain't got to push it. I just asked the goddamn question. Don't get me started. Don't get me motherfucking started now.
I like it, boy. You see how you get hot? Don't get hot with me because I ain't going
nowhere. I left it alone. You want to add on, too.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave
it
alone.
I left it alone. I just asked. But kid is a dumbass because I need to be quiet. Okay, kid, I apologize. Kid, you're right. I'm on mute.
At all. Now, while I got y'all, the Grudge Inc. 28 Extreme World Champion is got it. Is anybody in the land got enough balls to challenge him? I just want to get that in there.
Who,
I can't hear for the cricket.
28 Extreme Champion? Who is that? You said?
John Gotti, Marcus Burke.
Oh, okay.
Can I get anybody to put up a challenge?
I thought I saw somewhere where he was already going to be challenged or whatever. Somebody was putting up a challenge.
He is the chosen one. Him and the chosen one. But Jay
going back
at anybody else. He want to know if anybody else want to try for.
I just want to make sure you know how that old tale go when the police pull the man over and. And he walk up there, and he slapped the driver. And then he reach over there and slap the passenger too. What'd you hear me for?
Man Scotty G was hiding the pants. Now Scotty G was hiding the pants. Ain't he on 28?
Yeah. He ain't that hot. He a little warm in the pants, but he don't want to jump off like that. I asked him several times. Now, I got a 484 guy who said that he can't get a race. And I mentioned, several guys. I tell you who he is, named David Floyd. He said he can't buy a race.
Mm-hmm.
484.
Oh, man.
26.
Not baby daddy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. Just in case people say when they be talking about how bad they are, I just want to let you know there are some people out here looking for some races. And so... I know some pretty fast 484 cars up, in the Midwest. Baby Dad said he's looking for some action, and he don't mind traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to put it out there. And I want to put it out there that Willie Dawg looking for some action. Tony Bynes, the seven-time world champ. Tony Bynes looking for action.
Six-time
world champ.
Do Willie Dawg mind traveling?
No, Willie Dawg
do travel. Don't ask me do I mind traveling, motherfucker. I travel to whoever motherfucker want to do so. But don't ask that dumb-ass fucking question, you stupid motherfucker.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, because that's a dumb-ass question to ask. I told a motherfucker I travel. I don't give a fuck. That's one thing about me. I'm a real grudge racer. If I want a motherfucker ass, I come to your ass. It ain't running from you. That's right. Now.
Willie Dawg. Now. So I just want to make sure everybody gets slapped so that when we get out of this line,
they won't say, you see, he didn't say nothing to me. So
now, Jay.
Huh?
When I reach out and grab dog and the zookeeper, you're going to get out of the way, right?
Ho, ho, ho. Don't ask Jay a motherfucking thing about the zookeeper when I reach out and grab your motherfucking ass. Don't you say that.
Oh, man.
Let me stop that right now. Let me stop. I told Jay Barnes when I got the zookeeper, I said, Jay Barnes, write down on this piece of paper who you don't want me to fuck up. I got this piece of paper right now in front of me. I don't see nobody name on this motherfucker.
You mean tell me I ain't born a name on there?
Hey,
ain't nobody
used to
name
have
on.
Leon. It used to have Leon's name on.
The old lady get in the way. He said, is a name on that paper?
Lord,
you don't have to ask Jay Barnes nothing about that zookeeper. That zookeeper go fight any motherfucking body that's anywhere close to his zip code. It don't have to be in it that morning if it's just close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on mute.
My.
DJ, I thought we had a bang line piece to it, but now I know. Got the key.
You got to do him, man. He won't back down. Man. You have to do him. You have to do him. You have to do him.
I know.
He got that go juice. He leaned forward all the time.
If I got all pressure at Bonnie, ain't nobody safe within my zip code or slightly out of the up or down. I don't care. Up or down. Up or down. And kid, I will go to a motherfucker's front door. I go to a motherfucker's front door.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you already, dog, but me, as soon as he come out the paint booth, me and you got a date.
Well, like I said, Jay Barnes, I want everybody out there to know, it's Jay Barnes' car. Jay Barnes' only car. But he can't say a goddamn thing about it because I'm the one going to put some on your asses.
No, I said Allen B. Your main man, Allen B.
What about Allen B?
I said, I don't know if he done told you. Me and you got a date as soon as we come out of the paint booth.
Well, I mean, Allen B is my main man now. If Allen B tell me to slap the shit out of Jay Barnes, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. But if Jay Barnes tell me to slap the shit out of Allen B, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. I can't drive both cars.
Damn.
And Bonner, finally, and Bonner, y'all already got a locked race, though.
That's the thing about it. Me and Ant Bonner can race 40 times and be a laugh and joke. Everybody else seems to get
attitude
about this. Every time I've seen Ant Bonner on the track, not one time, every time, Ant Bonner, what you got over there? If Ant Bonner got some over there that we in the same zip code, me and Ant Bonner go out there and run. Damn near every race.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the hell these other motherfuckers got all these problems with each other for. I mean, shit.
That go back to that point. Just because you know that we can band together and still race each other.
Then
guess what? After the race, win, lose, draw. Hey, Bonnie, come put that computer on there and see what you can do to get me to go fast.
Yeah.
So you know, I ain't got no problem.
I did that many times.
That's how it goes.
But Jay, they keep sending me the questions, trying to get me in trouble. I don't know, but I got to ask you since they sent it to me. Now, I done got two people sending the same questions. They said, who belt going to hold the most weight? Your belt or NGRA belt? Which belt going to hold the most weight?
Okay, it's two ways that Grudging belt is going to outweigh. The miniature belts that most I give out.
Oh, Lord, Jay Barnes, you're being nasty.
Oh, man.
When you put them on the scale, that's
disrespectful, dog. Very disrespectful.
Damn, Jay.
Put them on the scale, dog.
Lord.
And then I don't know if y'all been paying attention here back in December. All the people that were posting, including Wheel of Dog, the Grudge Inc. Awards. Man, them things look good. Man, we all know, man, Grudge Inc. Awards, there's no comparison the standard is set by the Grudge Inc. Awards. That's the standard. You know, everything else is just a pale decision, you know. And so that just what
now, now Kimo, mm-hmm. this ain't my show, but you should have had Pro Stock Joe there to get on his ass now.
Oh no. Man.
You,
well you know
you don't make him look,
Pro Stock we don't see eye to eye.
You know,
what are you gonna do? Him on your show because,
but you didn't have to talk to him. You just could have told him that, hey man, we got a man comparing your organization with his organization. Do you want to come on here and defend yourself?
Let me correct that. That is no comparison. I can't compare. I can't compare. That's no comparison, dog.
That's
no comparison.
Your opinion, though, Jay.
I'm telling you, that's no comparison. Okay, but listen to this. Listen to what you just said.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Listen to what you just said.
Listen.
It's not only my opinion.
I'm
the one saying it.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just giving you another man's options. Pro Stock Joe can simply say, that's your opinion that you are number uno. Get in. He feel like he number uno. This is why Bro Dog said he should have been on the show to defend himself. I'm not saying you're right or wrong.
No. No.
This is going to be a good fight, Jay. This is going to be a damn good fight. I can't wait for this one.
Oh, man.
This going to be a good one.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and predict. It's a first-round knockout.
Not the heavyweight elimination.
It's a first-round knockout.
It's a 30-second knockout. But he should be here to defend himself.
No.
If you listen to
on your show. On your show.
Pro Stock says his awards are the number uno.
On your show, dog, I asked the man what was the criteria for getting on the list. He said anybody can nominate anybody. And then he the one said, somebody asked him, so could a man who haven't raced at all win a category? He said, yes. He said, you know, he said it. Now, if the own man who heads it up acknowledges that a car can be nominated and win and ain't never raced, he the one said it.
That's why he should, that's one of the reasons he should be on the show right now.
Well, he said it on the old show. It's recorded. He said that.
It
that came out of his mouth.
He said on dog show. We understand that, Jay, but it's being quoted tonight. This is why dog said he should be here.
I got a question.
That should be a question proposed
I got
to
a question
him here. Right now.
Y'all got a question. It ain't good for me to get on the same show with Post Doc because he tried to get jazzy with me the last time, and I was trying to treat him like a man.
You going
to
fly above that, though. You going to rise above.
Right. Well, tonight ain't the night because let me tell you this. Let me say this. If a man is on dog show and he says out of his mouth, I've been fucked in the ass once.
Oh, Lord.
He ain't got to come on Kimo's show and say it again for me. He done said it already.
Lord, have mercy.
Low-down
ass dog.
You mix an apple and an orange now. Let's not mix an apple.
Leave it alone, D. Leave it alone.
I said what I said.
Keep it straight.
Jesus.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Not the rear end collision.
He ain't got to go on every show and say it. He said it on one. That's good enough for me.
Damn. I recognize Grudge over that, but he should defend himself. You know the problem I have with Grudge, and I've told you 1,000 times. You said tonight that it would be as usual. And I said, okay.
Man, oh man, 2022 gonna be one hell of a 2022 gonna be real hot. I can see right there.
My.
Everybody better go down to Harbor Freeze and get you some god doggone knee-high rubber boots, some ankle, some knee-high rubber boots, because there's gonna be a lot of shit to step in. Come on. Jay, you still there, Jay?
Yeah. I'm trying to hold back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold back.
So Jay, you're not gonna raffle off any TVs or anything, are you, Jay?
I'm not gonna say nothing on that one.
Okay, all right, dear.
Now, I didn't understand all that stuff, but listen, man, we really do need. We do need to, in all seriousness, we need to promote grudge racing better, as best as we can, all of us, including Pro Stop. You know, we need to. So, Pro Stop doing his part, we just got to do ours.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't got no issue with Pro Stop. He do what he do, you know. He brings attention to grudge racing, so that's good, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to make grudge racing great again.
That's right. So, you know, that being said, we're good.
Well, Doc. Go ahead and close this thing out, man.
Yep, sir. Good show, Kimo. Good show, Kimo.
Tomorrow gonna be rough on your show, then. Lord,
I got this routine shit, man. This routine shit, Kimo. Routine shit.
I gotta go get me some popcorn.
Yeah. You better get it popping about 3:00. So it won't be stale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fellas, with that being said, man, we're going to go and close this thing out, man. Hey, dog, and Jay Bonds, thank y'all for coming on. We're going to go and shut it down.
All right, appreciate you.
Hit the music, Kimo. Hit the music.
I'm trying, dog. I'm going to
places.
Well,
you might be in overtime. You still got your bow. Hit the music, goddammit.
I'm in overtime. Oh, that setback went crazy on me, dog. I ain't got the music tonight, dog. Hey, man, thank y'all for coming on.
All right, we all at you. Good show, Kimo. Good show, man.
Thank you.